Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Well, well, well. How are you? Hey, Kyle Miller. Shut the fuck up. Kyle, listen. You have the same thing like a lot of people. Getting up sometimes is hard. Get up. You said be loving but harsh. Well, get ready. Just jump out of bed. Don't. Because you got enough sleep. You know what my friend told me tonight? If you go to bed at 4 in the morning and you get up at 10, that's 7 hours. You got enough sleep. So get up. All you got to do is jump up in bed. And by the way, do it. The more stuff you do before you go to bed, the easier it is to get up too. I know that seems like no shit advice, but like before you go to bed, sometimes just whatever you can do. That way waking up doesn't seem like, oh, I got to go out and get my stuff out of the dryer. Bite the bullet and get it done before you go to bed. Do the dishes before you go to bed. Just but today you get up, you piece of, I don't want to be too mean. Kyle Miller. How about that? I checked my emails just before I went to bed, and I saw yours. Kyle Miller, you little fuck. Huh? Look at you. Now you're all smiles. Shut up! Are you really laying in bed, kicking your feet up in the air, giggling? Shut the fuck up. You're like the chimpanzee. You are. What are you doing now? You're up? You're making your bed? Make your bed, asshole! What's it gonna kill you? Alright, listen. Oh, boy. Well, today's show is Troy Miller. Troy Conrad. Who cares about names? They boggle you down. Troy Conrad. I consider it a family show. When I talk about the vacuum and sing tricks, you can 15 second forward it. I got a little carried away. I can't help it. I give you permission. But, Kyle, don't just stand there listening to the show. Do something. Make coffee. Wipe the counter down a little. Straighten up your house, Kyle. Aren't you tired of living like that? What if he's like, oh my God, my house is so neat. What is Todd talking about? Kyle Miller. Hey, Aristotle, tell Kyle Miller what he should do. He needed some motivation getting up in the morning. I'll throw it to you. You throw it back to me.
Get the fuck up and move your feet.
Wow. Aristotle was helpful. You knows it. There was an emailer, and I'm forgetting your name. You asked me about coworkers, like when they... Yeah, we've talked about this before, but I don't mind hitting it again. We'll do it next week. Do me a favor, re-email me. You were saying they were nice, but you go out to your car because some of the things they say, and then you emailed me back, and I said I'm going to talk about it, and I apologize. Re-email to me. And I know you did already once. No, you don't have to re-email to me. I have it. You know who you are. It was about, you know who you are. I will deal with it next week, I promise. Okay? Don't be mad at me. How can you be mad at me, huh? What's the matter? Oh, look at us just hanging out. Oh, we're just hanging out, having fun. You know what I like? Picturing how happy Kyle Miller is. Not because I did anything. I'm just saying, like, what are the odds that I would open up the show dealing with Kyle Miller? He didn't thought, oh, Mike, usually it takes me to maybe 2 weeks. Nope, I happen to read my emails. Kyle Miller, you son of a gun. You son of a gun. Kyle Miller. Look at you, Kyle Miller. Uh-huh. If you're not giggling, then there's a problem. What's the problem? All right, listen, Kyle Miller. Kyle Miller. Kyle Miller. All right, listen, you're great. Please keep tweeting to Super Troopers. Super Troopers, let Todd do mushrooms and talk about the credits. He can dress up as a cop. No, let Todd do mushrooms and talk about the credits, dressed as a cop. I appreciate it. I really need you. Keep at Steve Lemmy, at Kevin Heffernan, at Super Troopers, at everybody, and then at Elliot in the Morning in D.C., at Preston and Steve, so they tweeted. Let's get this thing going. I have to George Carlin, I've never wanted anything more than to do this in a situation like this where I want to not give up on this. I think I would take this and do something great with it, and I want the challenge. Whatever I do, it will end up being, people will say, people sat in the theater till the end. No one went anywhere. All right. Please, tweet them 15 times a day. Don't stop. Have fun with it. If they block you, it's a good thing. I'll take care of it. I'll get them to unblock you. I'll talk to them. I'm going to watch my Twitter feed tomorrow very heavily. I mean, just keep doing it. Get crazy with it. Don't fucking stop. I beg of you, Kyle, you better go nuts with it. And loving, everything loving. You can be simple. Hey, let Todd dress up in a cop uniform and do mushrooms or smoke a lot of pot and do talk during the credits. Whatever you want, I don't care. I'm tired of arguing. Hey, look, I'm in your ear. Hey, what's up? What's up? This is Todd Glass. I'm in your ear. Shut up. Are you good? You're special. You're fun. You're decent. You're kind. You're gentle. You're everything you should be. Crass. You're doing good. Whatever. Your school. Your comedy. Your whatever you're fucking doing. You're doing it. I don't even care if you're not doing it. I'm still proud of you for just sitting on your ass and looking around at people. I want to encourage anybody, even if, you know, they're not working so hard. I try to even encourage. I'm proud of you if you're not reaching your goals, because at least you're. All right. Bye, everybody. Enjoy the show. Is there anything else I want to say? Next week, I'll be at the Velveeta Room. Don't forget it. 20th and 21st of November, the Velveeta Room. It's going to look great. We're shooting some stuff there for the Netflix special. They wanted to get some footage of me maybe getting ready for the special. I know I keep talking about it, but it takes a while to run it. So, I don't want to be made fun of for mentioning it a lot. But they are going to shoot some stuff there, so maybe we're going to put it in the extra footage of the special, like getting ready for the special in Austin at the Velveeta Room. All right, bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
It's a good way to
open. Something's telling me that I should hold.
Can you put reverb in here?
Your hand. Something's telling me that I don't have a chance. I wouldn't know what to say. You wouldn't feel the same. You probably just laugh right in my face. Something's telling me that. Something's telling me that.
Listen, what's it about? I'm going to quiz you. Tell you what it's about.
Okay.
You wanted me to start it over?
No.
Something's telling
Hold on.
Me that
I'll get it.
Will never know.
Relationship
what
love song.
It feels like to know. Every time I do, I can't stop wishing he was you. Something's telling me that. Something's telling me that.
I've taught myself not to dream, 'cause it only brings me pain. I've taught myself not to think.
Can we start it over? Start it over, but don't edit it. I don't know what's going on in this song, and I liked it when I listened to it. Does anyone here know what's going on? Could you explain what's going on?
I think they're about to sing about Jesus, but I could be wrong.
Stop. Why does everything turn back to Jesus?
Because it
you?
Sounds like that.
Troy
kind of song.
Conrad's our guest.
It sounds like Amy Grant, 1997.
Watch your mouth. All right. You're somebody you know. Let's start it over. Try to listen now. Now go, what's going on?
Something's telling me that I should hold your hand.
Who's that something? Is it Jesus?
Something's telling me that
no, don't make jokes.
All right. It's our Lord.
No jokes.
Don't have a chance. I wouldn't know what to say. You wouldn't feel the same. You probably just laugh right in my face.
Sounds like my problem.
Sounds exactly like Jesus.
I know it is.
Stop making jokes.
Something's telling me that.
Something's telling me that you should hold on.
Two friends becoming lovers. And they're not sure what they're
going to
do.
What if I leaned in and started to kiss you? You have no idea. All of a sudden. You're like. Let's let it breathe.
They were in college together.
I could sing. If this is singing, I could sing.
Can only hope.
Boom. Something telling me that I have too much to. I can sing.
Was that you or was that the song?
No, that's me.
Oh, that was you?
Something telling me that I have.
Wow. You should have been on this record.
I really think that Aristotle, when he plays that much reverb, you can turn it off. I think he's hitting on me. No, I think it's obvious. And people are writing emails.
Todd.
I said to someone, I go, what are you talking about? He's the producer of the show. I ask for reverb all the time. He goes, Todd, don't you think he's singing a signal when he gives you that much reverb? Don't you get a little tingling feeling in your stomach when he gives you that extra reverb? I said, you're right. Hello.
Well, let me tell
all
you.
All right, so listen.
Reverb or no, your singing was amazing on that. I don't
That's
know how they didn't
saying.
Have you on that
That's
song.
What
I don't know
saying.
Why they didn't have you. As the
studio,
you don't understand. You don't understand. Here's why I love to George Collin. I am fucking melting in this lie. It's a lie. I know you don't think I can sing, and I know you don't think
what?
I can sing. Oh, sure.
What?
So let me go nice and slow because we do. God, I hear a lot of hissing in my headphones. Hold on.
Oh yeah, I'm getting that too.
Yeah, like that's weird. I never heard that before. Maybe let's take a little break here and fix that. I mean, we'll try to.
Maybe if you turn it off through the board, through the house.
No, it is. We'll edit all this out.
Why is that? That is not normal.
No, that
that was me.
Wait, no. Do you hear it, Aristotle? Yeah, hear it.
Yeah.
Don't make it like I'm crazy.
This is the white noise. I use this to sleep at night.
He's the mean one. No, off the air, you're gonna be like, you know who wasn't this nice?
I'm actually starting this is the perfect time for this. I'm starting a radio station where we just play different types of white noise. For people
we're
who
are not recording.
We're not recording.
So save this brilliance, yeah. No, we'll leave it in. I don't want any of Troy's greatest work to be edited.
People want to know.
People want to know what happens. Now they do. So do you still feel it? Hear it?
Yeah. Do you feel it? There's no way out of this.
I could get over it.
I mean, you're going to have to run this through a filter?
I just want you to be in a good mood, Aristotle. Are you in a good mood?
I'm already. You're going to have to put this through Pro Tools?
What?
Too drunk.
Hello?
He's having
That sounds better.
Does not sound better to me.
Maybe because we're not usually quiet. So if you can't have any gaps in the talking. So when I'm done talking, I need you to start right away.
I will always come in right away, then, even over your sentence.
And then obviously, yeah, I'll be right here to pick up
so
the slack.
We got to help each other out.
We got to do whatever we got to do.
And now that you're done, I'll talk, and we won't hear that is hissing. There's definitely
By the way,
hissing.
I love that idea of trying to fix it that way.
What's that?
Oh, sorry.
Don't do any sound effects. No, they're not appreciated.
I mean, normally under most circumstances.
What? Are we recording? Is this part of the show?
No. Your sound effects are appreciated. So what do you think, Aristotle? Yeah. You hear it, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this.
Can you hear mine?
Oh, let's leave.
Hey, wait, somebody.
Let's be very honest with the listener. We're going to leave everything in, but now we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll take a deep breath. We'll take a deep breath, and then we'll get this fixed. So I want to go nice and slow because we do have a little pre-show today. We do have a little pre-show today. We have also, by the way, here today is always nice. We have Gabe is going to be here.
Gabe Steiner.
Sounds beautiful every time I hear play it again.
Gabe Steiner.
Wow. Do you play that for your parents?
All the time.
No, do you? Do they know we wrote a jingle for you?
Yeah, they go to sleep to it every
morning. Don't be rude. You know what? I like the old Gabe. He used to come in here nervous. You know. Mr. Glass, I like your work I've seen on the television. I go, relax, Gabe. You're quite talented yourself. And he would go, bram, bram, hit the trumpet and... Wasn't too good in the beginning, but we kept him coming back. Now, fuck, he's unbelievable.
What was it the night where you had the mariachi band come in?
By the way,
and they left.
To George Carlin.
Yes.
He was great in the beginning, but I watched him. You watch a stand-up, like, you know, you're like, you think's really funny, but you can tell a year and a half later. Just sometimes something will happen. You'll be like, fuck. But he's in music. You're still in music school, right?
No, I graduated.
I called you today, and you said you were rehearsing. Do you just do that to make it sound important? Because I heard your mom in the background saying, pick up your socks. No, Gabe. Here's Gabe. Todd, I've got to rehearse. I'm in the middle with my band cutting some tracks.
Gabe! Are you shitting me? This is not the Todd Glass Show! Running around with your trumpet! God damn it! Your father hasn't fucked me in 13 years! That's none of your business. I shouldn't worry you with that stuff. I love you and I think you're the best, but you sit around with your friends. Pick up your socks. God damn it. Hot, what'd you do at the podcast festival? Your girlfriend said to have a jingle for you.
Done that bit.
All right, that was a good bit. That was a great bit.
A lot of work, the bits I do. Okay, so listen. Okay, let's get to all the stuff. Let's get to all the stuff. And then we're going to do our new opening. Everything's going to be great.
All right.
I feel great. Aristotle's great. We have somebody here that I met at the Meltdown. Adam, right? God damn it, I'm good. What's your last name? What?
Norton.
Adam Norton. I knew it. Adam Norton is sitting in with his girlfriend.
Megan.
Megan and Norton. Norton and Megan. Do we have a sting? Wait a second. What's your name? Fishy, Lisa. Anyway, that's a new type of show I do. Okay, so here's what I want to talk about. I need you. We have to go in with Troy Conrad, ladies and gentlemen. Troy Conrad is our guest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, he's our guest. Sure. Sure.
Troy Conrad is here.
Thank you.
Conrad, Conrad. Troy Conrad is here. Conrad, Conrad.
I love acoustics.
You're damn right. Troy Conrad, Troy is in here. Baba, baba.
Troy Conrad is here.
Baba booby.
Troy Conrad is here.
Ba da da da.
Troy Conrad is here.
Troy is here.
Troy Conrad is here. Troy Conrad is here. Conrad.
I can always get him to go higher if I you know what Andy Kindler said? The band, if they were teaching new band members, let's say I had a band that toured with me, that I would say, they would say behind my back, yeah, when Todd lunges at you, he usually wants something. Because I don't know what to say, so I'm like, and I just, all my mannerisms to get music to change.
Oh, yeah, no, you're definitely a lunger. Can I just...
Watch your mouth. You know who else is a lunger? Betty Lunger.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
on the phone.
Well, she pioneered the field. Can I just tell you something real quick?
Yes.
That theme song, we play it again. It sounds like the theme song, if I were a superhero, that just like brought people coffee unexpectedly. Can we play it again real quick? And just, here, wait, just seriously, like picture the scene.
So you have what's your outfit like?
It's like a full superhero outfit. I mean, it looks like I'm there to save the day, but all I do is just bring people free coffee. And they're just sitting, they could be sitting out in a lobby.
And they just randomly.
And you just walk over with coffee?
Really good gourmet coffee.
Wow. Okay. And here you come. Oh, there comes Troy Conrad, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Now listen, picture it.
Troy Conrad is here. Conrad, Conrad. Troy Conrad is here. Conrad, Conrad.
You bring a trumpet player?
It's a very low-stakes superhero.
Troy.
You're handing them coffee?
Yes.
Troy Conrad is here.
I have a little tray.
Yeah.
I try to get everybody in the room.
People are taking sugar.
Ooh, can I have two?
I always have the extra packets. Outstanding.
Wow, you hit that. That last note was a little pitchy. I'm kidding. What do I know? I like to be the guy who knows. The last note was, but you're good. You're good. JJ said some things, but I don't think he's so great either. JJ said that you need to show up to more of the rehearsals. I don't like my bits when they're negative and they're not funny. And it makes me want to end the whole podcast.
Todd, don't ever
I'm
be
a little
down
hard
on yourself.
Myself. Sure. Yeah. All right, listen. Let's be professional here.
Okay.
Let's do this cold opening. Jake is here. Robbie Kirkhoff is actually sitting
nice.
In today.
I'm here.
Yeah, look at you. Be I'm nice. Here.
Robbie Kirkhoff.
What? Shut up.
Oh, that's a tease. God
oh,
damn it.
God.
That's good. Later. Later.
My mic's
on. Your mic's on. Don't worry. You're not going to have that much to say today. You're sitting in.
Okay.
Already. No.
I don't think it's on. I don't think it's on.
Which your mic's on.
Is it?
Thank you. That was. Oh, do that again.
I'm trying to be loud.
Okay, which one is he? Is this you? Whose is this?
Hello.
That's mine.
That's yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which
oh,
one's
you
yours? Here?
There you go.
Is that better?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Thank you.
Well, you want yours down a little?
It's hot.
You good? Wow, this is. I might take my headphones off soon. Because this. Okay, so here's what I want to talk about. We have to go. Let's really. I want you to do me a favor.
Yeah.
I want you to keep me on track.
Okay.
Let me get through this. I want to get through this. Oh, this is like some things I want to talk about. Then after that, I just got some notes. One of my notes, do you want to hear what it says?
Okay.
Call anybody. Right there.
call anybody?
Yeah, we'll call somebody.
I like that idea.
We're going to call a listener, but you don't know who you are yet, but you gave me your number, and you said something to do with the rotisserie chicken. We're going to call a listener.
Outstanding.
We're going to call Jake. He's young Jake. This is Jake Young. And we're going to call Jake Young later on the show. Then we're going to call some people you know. But that's when we get to that part of the show. I want to talk about this real quick.
Cool. Could we keep you on track in a certain? Because I do want to keep you on track for the show. Could we have Jake? Could you play a ticking stopwatch sound?
No,
while
that's
going to
annoy me.
No. Let's just see if it helps keep you on track just for 30 seconds. Just
All
to
right,
see.
Well,
if it
we'll
helps.
Get
30 seconds.
Do you have something like that you could play?
Sure.
I feel like I'm just in the interest of the show.
You don't think that's going to be distracting?
No, I think it'll actually focus you, and it'll make everything you're saying sound even a little more important.
All right, I'll try it, but it seems like it might be. So anyway, okay. There's an ad. I know about technology.
Oh, no.
These ads are getting longer and longer. I like when the ads, they go, you can bypass it after 15 seconds, but they don't even know to say the name of the product before you can bypass it. Like, the first thing you
would want to
do, if I was paying for an ad that people could bypass
the
at 15...
Name up front. Okay, so, go ahead.
So you're talking about the ad?
Yeah.
All right, this seems like it's going to make me... Well, I'll try it. So anyway, I it's impossible. I want to... I can't keep starting over because I can't get more than I want to out in a second. Hold on. Okay, so Super Troopers, I really need your help. I really need your help. By the way, when I've asked the people that listen, I'm really doing professional here. I've asked the people before. I said I teased everybody last week when it came to promoting Amish, the band that helped me out in D.C. But you people pulled through, so I need you to eat the fuck out of the Super Troopers, not the Super Troopers, but
at Heffernan Rules, which is Kevin Heffernan, and then Steve Lemmy at Steve Lemmy.
And I have an idea. During the credits, I will. Look, I could have like a batch of pot cookies, wear a police uniform, and I want to comment on the credits as they go down and keep everyone in their theater.
I love it.
I will keep everybody in that theater. I want the joke to be, look, I'll come on the minute the credits start rolling. I go, hey, everybody, I'm Todd Glass, and they couldn't put me in the movie. They said they would. I said, I don't care. Just put me in during the credits. That is a true story, and that's how this happened. That's a true story. So I'll say that, like what I just said to you now. So, and then the credits start rolling by me, right? I smoke pot, I do eat pot, whatever I have to do to make it funny, or I don't have to do anything. But people might go, you might go, oh, what is the big deal? Wouldn't you rather had a seat? This is me talking to the camera while the credits are rolling down next to me. Some people go, wouldn't you have rather been in the movie? I go, no, are you kidding me? You don't know the power. You do not know the power of sitting, having these credits roll down next to me. Oh, I could stop one right now. And I do. I put my hand in. It stops on a design person. I go, oh, I bet she's shitting in her pants at the premiere. She had no idea. She's like, shut up. She goes, were you there last night? They stopped. The guy, like, boy, he kept saying her name over and over again. And he talked about her. Then he let the credits roll. And then I'm going to get more and more loopy. So anyway, there's
Todd,
that.
Todd.
This is really helping.
You have 30 seconds.
Okay. No, I don't. I have more than that.
I'm kidding.
I said I was going to talk about something but at the opening of the podcast, but I think I said everything I need to say last week in the opening about meeting people after the show. So that's that. The dog at the do we want to talk about the improv?
Yeah, we can talk about the improv. Yeah. It was crazy serendipity that you happen to be there when
well,
I happened
so here's
to be
what
there.
You can turn that off. God, I forgot it was there for a while. That's the scary part. I plowed right through it. Okay.
It was very well done.
I had to go by the improv to get a poster that Mike Carano made for me. It's a long story. But anyway,
big shout out
well,
to
Mike. I think I should tell this story too. Here's the poster I had to get, and I'm wearing my
and I got to see it and it was amazing.
I'm coming from the gym. I have a friend in Washington D.C. that is bringing a friend of his, you know, that I don't know. So he said he's bringing him to see Bill Burr when he is in Madison Square Gardens. So I like to, like, if I can and nobody asked to, like, it's fun to surprise people, to give something more. So I said, what if I can get something really cool? I'll get, like, Bill Burr to sign it, and then you can give it to him the night, you know, for his birthday. So somehow that came into, like, I thought the poster would be cool. And I know Mike does a lot of the posters and does posters for Bill Burr. Mike Carano, who does all the sort of the artwork for the improvs, all the pictures, all the photography. So he made a poster that says, Madison Square Garden celebrates
with an amazing picture.
I don't want
to
say the name. I don't want to say the name of the person in case of a friend of his listening. Yeah. Although they'll figure it out. It says, picture of Big Burr. It's like four Bill Burr. It's like 4 feet by 6 feet.
Yeah.
And it says Madison Square Garden celebrates blah, blah, blah. His J.P. Cotton's birthday starring Bill Burr. So he does not know when he gets there, he's going to go backstage. My friend didn't tell him. He was just going to go. They're going to go to the window. He's going to make up a reason they're going to go backstage. And that's going to be fun enough. But then Bill Burr, because I said, Bill, just sign a piece of paper and I will I'll just glue it to the – I'll tape it to the bottom. He goes, it's going to look like shit if you do that. I go, I'll make it look nice. He goes, you're going to tape it. He goes,
just send it to me.
He goes, drop it off. I'll sign it. I go, no, I'm not even there. He goes, well, mail it to me. I go, but then – and as soon as he said that, I went, is he going to let them – it would be really cool. But I wasn't – but how are they going to get it? Playing totally. But I never thought that. And he goes, you'll just come backstage. So they're going to go. End up going backstage. He's going to fucking love it at Madison Square Garden. And then the poster Bill Burr is going to have because it got FedExed to him today.
God.
So he's going to get him a poster. And he's going to think, a cool poster. That's going to be the level three. And then when he unravels it, it'll be like celebrates his birthday.
Yeah. Let me clarify real quick, though, what this poster is. The poster is the thing of Bill Burr. It looks like an amazing event poster. 4 by 6 feet, like you said. Yeah. But the bottom that says – it makes it look like the poster that the show Bill Burr is doing – is for this guy's birthday. The poster makes it look like the only reason Bill Burr's doing a show at Madison Square Garden
is to celebrate his birthday. People came for his birthday.
That's what the poster is.
I know. I fucking love
it. It's amazing.
So I'm very excited.
Is
I've given
just
him
Bill Burr
rules.
Doing Madison Square Garden?
Well, it's also Bill Burr and Flip Schultz. I think it is. I mean, I'm sure he'll have somebody open for him.
Yeah, I mean, like, because I don't think he's just done that by himself before, though. That's really awesome.
Oh, it's going to be. He did 19. Never mind. He did 19 sold out shows in Boston at the
but those were all comp tickets. Those were all free phone call.
And I'm going to talk. And if I could just get him to change his opinion on two things, then he'd be the perfect human being. I'm going to have a talk with him. But anyway, I thought it was it's fun being a part of, Saturday. I'm hoping they call me, you had no idea. And then he's going to go back.
Have you had Bill on the show?
I have not had him.
God, that would be fun.
Here's the problem.
What?
He wants me to pay him.
Oh.
No, he said.
So wait, the point is that you were there.
So I stopped by to get the poster.
Yes.
Because I just thought I could run in and run out at Sunday night. I get there, it's packed.
Yeah.
And they're having a benefit for
two sold out shows for Stand Up for Pits, Rebecca Corey's foundation that helps pit bulls get out of situations. They have rewards for people that if you see, they give you like $5,000. If you see somebody hurt a pit bull, you call, or a dog, you call, and if a person's convicted, they catch them, you get $5,000.
Wow, why do they? I guess it's stupid.
Stand up for
pitch, but I guess you got to.
Well, no, they raised money for this kind of thing.
Oh, right.
So it's like the money
I know,
is
but
there.
You're the person that would report the. I know you have to just you
want
to you want to stop the abuse.
Stop the
even
abuse,
even though you would hope that someone wouldn't need $5,000
to
report.
I know,
it. But
I know.
It doesn't matter. But money,
you know,
money motivates people sometimes, and if the end
sometimes
result
sometimes that's the case.
Right, it's like you see it, you're not sure, but you go, "There's a you know, I get it."
If
it's,
I did it, I would call
I
and I'd say,
it.
"I just want $4,000."
No, I you know well you know obviously I'm a little different than you. I'll take it one step further.
What?
I'd ask for $3,500.
Okay. All right, I'll do it for $34,000.
Now look, I'm going to get to this really quick because I want to get
okay.
past this stuff.
All right.
I don't. Because here's what happened. So I'm walking up the stairs. You don't even have to go to the improv. Just picture opening a door, and I'm walking upstairs. And when I'm upstairs, I get the poster, and then when I'm coming down and I walk outside, which is a outdoor patio filled with like booths and a kissing dog booth and people everywhere and dogs and crates and there's people everywhere. It's
everywhere.
Packed. And I see
200 people out in the parking lot.
Yeah, and I see, I don't know Troy's even there yet, I don't
right.
think. I see 200 people scream
yes.
and start running towards
stampeding
the door.
Stampeding each
going,
other.
What's going, like, what's going on? And I'm like, I'm not kidding you. Like, I couldn't make this up, so I'm going to tell you what I thought. I've never in my entire life seen anything like it. Never. I've never been somewhere where that people thought there was an electrical fire or anything like that. And I just saw people coming at me, and they were stampeding towards that door. And I'm like, fuck, and here's the three thoughts I had really quick. First thing I thought was a car. Drove through. I was like, fuck. Second thing I thought was someone had a gun. And are they going to come upstairs? I remember with the car, I thought, I'm safe. This happened in 8 seconds. Oh, my God, there's a car coming through. And then you think, fuck, you're safe. You're up eight. Your car's not going to come where I am, even if it's 6 feet into the building. You know, it's like, because
yeah.
I'm upstairs. And then I thought, 3 seconds later after that, I thought, it's a fucking gun. Then I thought, I'm not safe.
Yeah.
And then I thought pit bull because something it calmed
oh, God.
The people did not start. I thought a dog. No, first of all, I shouldn't say pit bull. A dog got nervous or scared because. By the way, it's a testament to those dogs. After all this happened, the dogs were as calm as fuck.
Yeah, they're the greatest.
But I thought a dog maybe you know got scared or it barked at someone and someone got scared. It ends up. Go ahead. Just say what happened.
All right. There were two Camaros that happened to be driving next to each other on Melrose right by the improv. They decided to drag race.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. They were two identical cars.
Can I tell you something? The guy was mad at the car for the tire falling off, and I thought, sir, I said, real nice. I said, come on, be nice. She didn't want her tire to fall off. I didn't know that they were drag racing, so he probably
they were drag racing, and I guess I'm assuming what happened was she was looking over at the other car and not paying attention to the road. She was drunk. She sideswiped two cars, and the first car she hit exploded the tire. Like, and it sounded not like a gunshot, like a cannon shot, like a louder gun than you've ever heard in your life. So that terrified people. And then you start. You know,
and this woman, it's her one woman.
The next car she hit, it took her front wheel off. So the right front wheel of the Camaro just caught on something, and it ripped the axle, and the wheel, and the axle, and part of the car was sitting in the road. And then she continued to drive the car with three wheels with the axle scraping on the ground.
That was my first country hit.
Is that
axle
right?
scraping on the ground.
Oh, yeah. Well, Guns N' Roses did that, too. So then she actually gets out of the car and leaves the scene. So she fled the scene. Her and her friend fled the scene.
How'd we meet them? That wasn't them.
We didn't meet them. But so the other car got away.
So that girl just started running because she thought it was a plane crashing.
So drag racing, and then she hit the car, hit and run, and leaving the scene of accident, and drunk, all those things together. She's probably gonna do some jail time.
Good.
It was pretty scary.
It was scary.
And, so here's the thing that happened though: the stampede, which knocked over the lights. All the red carpet lights, everything was knocked over. Displays were coming down. Tents are falling. People are falling each other, cutting themselves. That was because one woman heard the sound and thought an airplane was coming in. She said, I don't know what.
I wouldn't make fun of her. You know what? It's easy to. I'm going to go the other way and go, you know what? She just got nervous.
She panicked.
She panicked.
And she ran into people, and that caused a stampede. And other people thought the car was coming in because they knew it was the car. So that caused everyone to fall like dominoes.
So
it's pretty dramatic.
And all I wanted to say is they had to put all the pit bulls to sleep. We'll take a break. We'll be right
back.
So here's the last thing.
It's a great foundation, by the way. Support Stand Up for Pits.
Anything that when you defend. Let me tell you something.
Pit bulls
defending animals.
Dogs.
Defending animals. A U S S I E.
By the way, we had great Adam Sandler dropped in that night. Judah Friedlander dropped in.
Defending animals, you defend anybody without a voice. So when you defend animals, you just you know, you're defending someone without a voice. So you're doing more than just defending animals. People, you know, that would tend to do things to people that can't report them.
Yeah.
You know, so children, dot, dot, dot. Okay, here's what I wanted to say. The whole thing with Starbucks, give me a second here. I just caught you.
Okay.
You're not good if I catch you. I saw you looking over and giving Jake cues. Well, how am I supposed to be in the moment? You're not so good. What am I? Am I supposed to act like I didn't see it? Is this a bad? Hey! If you see a magic act and you figure out the magic, do I have to act like a little kid now? Now I have to address that I saw you holding up a note for him, and that's going to make me think that my bit isn't going to unfold right. So you do that later.
Well,
you have
but
to
that's
read.
Just to him.
Well, no, I saw it. Now I'm nervous. What it was, and I'm thinking.
Oh, I thought you saw it. No.
And you might not be listening. Clock. Oh, that would have been good.
Trust me, goddammit. You got to trust my bits. Damn it.
Well, you know what? You got to trust my making fun of you.
That's not a good argument.
Well, I don't know what I'm saying. Listen, the war on Xmas now with the coffee cup. Yeah. I've talked about this before. Some people tweeted at me today. Mm-hmm. It was never more appropriate that they're talking about it at Starbucks. As far as they went with a clean holiday cup, just to insinuate. Let me tell you something. I know there's some smart people. I'm going to repeat it because I don't take for granted that everybody listens to every show. Stop it. Look, everybody should fight for what they believe. But what I'm asking people to do is take a second to think if you're going to be right. Because the people that are fighting to have Merry Christmas being able to set everywhere, they should. They're doing what they think they should do from their fucking heart. They're doing the same thing that I'm doing, saying what's wrong with Happy Holidays, includes everybody. Every time there's someone that disagrees with you, they're fighting as adamantly as you are. I get that. They really feel like you can't say Merry Christmas anymore. And I get it. I get it. I fucking get it. I disagree. And I think history will show, like it always does, 30 years later in a calm. It's ridiculous. But how funny that it happens at a Starbucks, because I used to have that joke. That would be like if you said, "Hi, Glenn," to everybody. You know, "Hi, Glenn, hi, Glenn, hi, Glenn. Merry Christmas." Merry Christmas, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They started saying, instead of Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, which includes everybody,
right?
Which is so warm. It's not the behavior you would think. Oh, you know, now they want everyone to say Happy Hanukkah or Happy Kwanzaa. No, all those groups know that would mirror exactly. So let's go to Happy Holidays. That includes the fucking planet. Of course, that's a nice thing. That's a kind thing. It includes everybody. What could be warmer? So Starbucks did that. It's not in disrespect. And you know how they put the name on a Starbucks because they ask you your name?
Yeah.
That would be as bad as if, sort of my joke, but, you know, that they put on every Glenn, they put on every cup Glenn.
Well, all you do
and
is...
And then they said, hey, who ordered the cups with Glenn on them? No, you have to ask the customer their name. Each customer has a different name. If you want to put anything on it, put a hi and then a blank, and then we'll fill in their name. Yeah. And then they go, oh, my God, there's a war on Glenn. There's a war on Glenn. Well, there's no war on fucking Glenn. There's no war on Christmas. Stop it. And let me tell you something. Hold on here. I am telling you, if this voice is getting into your ears, and I've said this before, but I'm saying it again. This is a defining moment in your life when you can figure out if you can smell bullshit. If you're able to go, hey, if you disagree with me, fucking hold true to what you believe. But think about it. Think about it. Just separate yourself from it. Every time things, you know, they didn't want them to not have smoking in the supermarket. That was a big deal. They were like, oh, people are getting out of control. I get it, the hospital, but the supermarket? And then 30 years later, you're like, oh, my God, everything ends up that everybody thinks is ridiculous. But as the years roll around, it just looks like, oh, it's right. Just right. Hi, happy holidays. It includes the planet. I don't know how you get around that. That's not okay. And if you're listening to this and you had another belief and you switched it now, you went, he's fucking right. Life's going to go good for you because you have the ability to have something in your head, but get it out. Now, let me tell you something. I am right. If you were thinking, you don't have to argue about it at the next dinner party you go to, but there is no war on Christmas. I would disagree if they were saying Happy Kwanzaa now. I would be like, no, that's too. It's Happy Holidays. It includes everybody. And it would be the same as if you owned a store and you said, hi, Glenn, to everybody.
Yeah, and by the way, you've just revealed an amazing loophole in the system. Okay, can you do this? Pretend you work at Starbucks, and I just order from you, and you're going to write my name on the cup.
Okay.
You say, okay, so you ask me my name.
Okay, hi, what is your name?
Merry Christmas.
I don't get it.
Well, then they have to write that on the cup, and it solves the problem.
Oh,
I mean, that solves it for everybody right there. Why is there even an argument now? Everybody's happy.
I'm turning my fan on.
No,
I mean, really, wouldn't
I
want to
get a job at Starbucks and just write Merry Christmas Glenn to everybody that comes in that wants Christmas on the cups and go, oh, what's the matter? We went Merry Christmas. Since we picked a traditional holiday, we picked a name, too. We're not individualizing anymore. Merry Christmas Glenn on every cup.
If you go to ToddGlass.com right now, you can get Merry Christmas stickers with the Todd Glass Show logo. Slap them right on your
There you go. That's
Starbucks
what I wanted
cup.
To talk about. One more thing I wanted to talk about. Isn't it funny that all the candidates and how do you say it? Candidates. They all want. They're always afraid of not getting fair treatment on the. It's
fair.
By the way,
this
doesn't mean whether you agree or disagree. I'm not sure, but it's just the.
If they're men, they should have equal time.
It's a clean. Really, that's all you got. It's a clean discussion here. It's a fact. Now, it's an opinion whether you think they're whining or not, but it's a fact that they were all complaining, not equal time, not fairness.
Right.
It doesn't matter how it's been done in the past. Things can get improved. Mm-hmm. But it's funny. Some of them wanted that platform. They're begging for fairness and equal time so they could use it to not give certain groups equal time and fairness.
Yeah.
But they're going, hey, it's not fair. Well, it's the way we've been doing these debates for a long time. Well, it doesn't matter. Things can be changed. Things can be improved. Yeah, that's right, fuckface. Because once they give you enough time, I'm not talking about all the candidates, whatever, however you say it. I'm not talking about the ones that would get that time. Let's say they decide, okay, we'll make sure everyone gets 12 minutes during it and use it for brilliance. But it seems like a lot of the whiners, am I right? They're the ones that are going to use it to not give people fair and equal. Well, they want fair and equality. And that's what they're going to use that fair and equality is to not give other groups fair and equality.
They want to spread the time amongst it. They want to take all the time and they want to distribute it equally. From a central location. That's communism.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, I think I'm good. Social. I didn't know. You might be.
I didn't get any time. What are you guys going to let me speak?
Well, you.
I'm sitting over here quiet and just waiting for my turn.
What do you think about it all?
I think it's great.
Great. There you go. See, it doesn't take him a lot. That's why I like Robbie Kirkhoff, because he gets the job done. He doesn't take a long time. You know, he just gets it done. Listen. Here's what we're gonna
do. That's it. That's all the time you give me.
How's your mom?
She's pretty good.
How's your sister?
She's still a whore.
By the way, everything that's said on the show is the exact opposite.
So we can continue with you. We got to find out more about you. Unless do you have any questions you want to ask me that you've always wanted to ask me, Grandma?
I could tell you something about you.
Oh, yeah, tell me. There's definitely things I need to know about myself.
You used to be a brat.
That's great. That's Robbie and his grandma?
Yeah.
I love it.
Listen.
Oh, I shut it off.
Was it like a sting of his podcast? It was a podcast.
See, here's what we're going to do. You want to start?
Yeah, let's start the show.
And we'll take a break.
Let's start the show.
But
take
I don't
a break.
Do we take a break and then come back and start the show so we can all get freshened up?
No, let's restart the show now, and then we'll take a break.
It's not restarting it. That was a cold opening.
No, that's what I mean. Let's start the show now.
You don't want to. Let's take a deep breath, and then let's start it later.
Okay.
I know. I don't know why I asked.
Hopefully someone got moist towelettes.
Why did I ask? It seems weird that I asked. All right, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break.
All right.
I'm so happy.
We're going to get
It's a nice look. It's
up.
Beautiful night in L.A.
It is a beautiful
fantastic
night.
Lighting in here. I have to say the red glow is perfect.
We have Adam and Megan here.
Adam and Megan
two
are here.
Two listeners.
Also, I don't know. From Meltdown?
I want everyone to know I saw a shooting star before I got here.
He did.
That was a rocket test. That was a rocket.
No.
Oh, it was
a
shooting star. Maristotle.
Oh, I saw a shooting star.
Magic vision.
I believe in UFOs.
I wish for my dog to have a human name. His
I have 20/20 vision for the night sky.
Ooh, Aristotle. My name is one of the gods, so I know when stars are shooting.
We just saw the shooting star, Aristotle.
Can
Can I tell you what I love about that bit? It's making fun of the exact, like, in grade school when people would make fun of people for silly things, and it's making fun of the making fun of, and that's my favorite kind of comedy.
And you're making fun of the making fun of. There's people making fun of making fun of.
And I'm making fun of the making fun of the making fun of the people that are making fun of the making fun of the making of the fun of.
I'm making fun of the making fun of the you making fun of.
I'm making fun of the making fun of. I'm making fun of you making fun of. I'm making fun of the
making fun of the making fun of the making fun of the making fun of the making fun of the making fun of the
making fun of the making fun of the making fun of the making fun of the making fun of the making fun of the making fun of the making fun of the making fun of the people that were making fun of the people that were making fun of the people. I told you I was making fun of the people that were making fun of the people that were making fun of the
people. I wasn't making fun of them. Are you going to make fun of them? I was just making fun of them.
For $5,000?
We'll be back, assholes. Can I have a light? Can I have the lighter?
Lighter? Tom wants the lighter.
Lighter!
Adam, are you embarrassed? You don't and Megan, I don't
this is what you wanted. This is what you wanted. This is what you wanted. This is what you needed. You get your lighter.
Anybody,
Todd smoking the weed.
This is an on. Are you recording? I asked for a lighter, and that's what they did to me for 5 minutes. I guess we're back. All right. Well, let's start the show.
Let's do it nice.
We're going to put this through the house. Take this in. Okay. It's part of our new opening. It's a happy opening.
Okay.
Sends a message of friendship. Here we go.
All right.
From the crowd. It's a great night, everybody.
Look at it. Feel the love in the air.
If you're at the gym, feel the strength.
Hold on. Listen. Here comes Gabe.
There's bubbles boiling all over the room right now. Aristotle is live on the drum.
Wow.
Live.
Adam is here. Megan's here. Gabe on trumpet, young Jake Adams, Robbie Kirkhoff, and Troy Conrad.
Gabe is playing live trumpet.
Come a little closer to the mic. I want people to hear that you're playing.
The lights are flickering. This show is a true celebration, ladies and gentlemen. The Todd Glass Show.
That's the opening of a show.
That's a great opening right there. You
wow, there was a, it got incredible. A little glitchy there at the end. I made a sound thing, but Gabe, that was great. Ba 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 ba. That's what he could mimic that.
If I
worked with you, and before I interrupt you, I'll interrupt myself. if I came to because I'm. I know
funny.
What I did. I just plowed past you. Because if I'm putting together like a band that I'm gonna to George Carlin, by the way, I'm trying to do this and take a little tour with two musicians or three that are with me the entire tour. Right? I know. Oh, please, please, no.
Tour with you, sir.
Oh, I'm gonna have a band.
We're gonna probably
travel in style. I'm gonna have a lighter when I'm in the band.
And don't forget the tour manager.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you don't have
somebody
that
managing everything.
Wow.
It's going to be
I'm sorry.
Better.
I'm sorry that I bragged. I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. No, you're right. You're right.
Musician.
Oh. Can I just say, Todd, I think I want you to go with this idea because it's going to be a big band.
But now let's say I'm with the trumpet player. I don't have any music ability. So if I'm on the road and I came to you, Gabe, and I went, I want it like... Ba 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 ba. Could you repeat that? Wow! If I went ba 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 ba.
Nah, you're not going to work.
Can I make one suggestion if you put together this live band?
The first one was all right. The second one.
No, no, no. This is.
Now,
this
I'd
is,
have you. I'd have a tambourine thrown at his head.
This
well,
is
that's
serious.
What they said in the movie Whiplash. You got to throw instruments at people's heads to make them learn.
That's the only way that people are going to learn.
No, there's no way to learn.
Yeah.
There's
well,
no
preferably
way to
a cymbal.
No, you show me a musician that's yeah. talented and someone had
that
throw
hasn't
a cymbal
thrown
at their
something
head.
At their head.
Oh, there's no good musicians that haven't had things thrown at their head. How else would you learn to be a good musician if someone wasn't throwing things at your head?
Can I
tell you what I feel bad
my
about?
Guest is
some guy
Glass.
Emailed me and he said that he was surprised I didn't like that movie. That was a really good movie. And I hope I explained it through an email in return. I said, no, I like that movie. But that guy exists in real life. So I'm commenting on it, not like if I saw a murder in a movie, I went, they shouldn't have murdered. It's a movie. I get it. But that character does exist. I was trying to explain to him. No, I wasn't shitting on the movie. I was shitting on that character, which was brilliantly played in real life. That guy, I say to that guy, shut up.
Can I interview you as a you're a musician who's not very good, but then someone threw something in your head and you got good? And I'm interviewing
how could
you.
I, no, I'm scared already with this bit. A lot of things I got to learn.
My guess is Todd Glass.
He doesn't stop.
He's been playing.
He's like a savant.
He's been playing
he's a comedy
the tambourine since he was in the second grade.
Welcome to a Troy Conrad mini podcast. Rated number one mini podcast by the Mini Podcasters Association of America.
Can I interrupt this with the Todd Glass mini trumpet podcast? I got a commercial. I just would like to play a nice little trumpet sound.
You interrupted my mini podcast?
This is the interruption. This is the Todd
Glass.
All
right, real quick. But real quick, I don't have time.
Troy
Conrad
mini,
a lot of time
mini,
on.
Mini, mini podcast with okay. some nice trumpet.
I was just going in for the close, but okay.
Now back to the Troy Conrad mini podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. My guest this evening is Todd Glass. Todd.
Oh, I get to be on your podcast? That's like I still do my podcast then.
Yeah.
I don't care if I'm saying it into your podcast or my podcast.
Well, we'd like to be welcoming to really who's ever available. Todd.
Hey, why would that, if you're going to add lib stuff, does it have to be negative?
Oh, no.
Can you make
that.
It like a big deal to get me? It's
no,
your
I
bit. You can make up anything you want. I got to be a loser in your bit?
Oh,
oh, we just call anybody. Why not? I'm being a
no, 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 you're
fine.
Right.
You're fine.
You're right.
You're fine.
My guest is the person in closest proximity to me. That's how the show works. Todd Glass. Todd, how do you think we could heal the racial divide in America just in Starbucks?
Well, when you ask a question like that, it takes a lot of – you got to think about it.
Thank you very much.
This has been the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast. You have now fulfilled your daily requirement for podcasts, and you can turn off the main podcast you have been listening to.
That's the part I don't seem as necessary. Listen, all I keep thinking about, because Gabe does have to be out of here at a certain time, I want to get my trumpets worth. Well, because that's what he does. He tricks us. The last half an hour, he goes, oh, I got to take off. You know why I heard in the trumpet business? That's when they get their bread and butter. Because they want you. It's like Coke. They
it's
give it to you,
scheme.
And then he goes, I got this other job. I'm making $200. I'll give you $200 to stay here. And
I didn't know it went that deep.
I don't like this bit.
All right.
God, thank God for being able to say that.
I'm glad
no,
it's
I
not
know.
Real.
I feel good about it.
All right, listen.
I feel good.
Okay, listen.
You know why it didn't work? It's the clock. For those who are just tuning in.
What do you mean just tuning in?
People
listen to my
no,
show.
No, you air live, too.
No.
People listen
no,
to this live
tuning
all
in.
Over.
What do you think? This is radio from the 50s?
No.
People listen to my whole show. They don't fast 15 seconds forward, nothing. Not my true, the true. I don't want any nickname. Mark Maron pulled me aside once. I never wanted to tell anybody this. I guess I have to talk about some stuff that I never talked about ever before. Mark Maron pulled me aside once, and he said, don't give your listeners a fucking nickname. He was fucking serious. You know how I know he was serious?
Because
this is what he goes, don't give your listeners some nickname, buddy.
Huh.
And then this, and they played this. Why do you have to come in with your trumpet?
Can I just say this, though?
I think he's showing off. Jake has one nice sound cue. I like the way you do that. Let's do that again and do it like louder. To really, I like when you take something from the board and bring it into the room. So let's try it again. Here we go. You saved that bit. I was leading us down a shitstorm to nowhere. I like when people take the bit on the radio and then they feather it into the room. Who gives a shit? But I do. So let's do it. Do that again. Now, to prove I know something, and you're going to listen to this. You're going to listen to this podcast. Stand up and come over to the mic, please, young man. What is your name?
I'm going to watch you do it.
Now, and you're going to do it now. And you're going to listen to it because we're recording all this, and you're going to go, you're right. Watch this. Now it comes. Do it again. Now, put a little reverb in his mic if you don't mind. And now watch what I do. Well, I'm a conductor. There's no doubt that it sounds better now after my few changes.
Okay. I think you should also be doing the trumpet sound with your voice.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I mean, that's usually the best part of
yes.
that. Yeah, Todd. I mean, please, that's please why we are here.
Please sing. We all want Todd. You to sing, please.
Woo! I mean, all yes. Todd, I didn't even tell people I was doing your podcast tonight.
Come on,
all
baby,
I did is
sing.
Write.
Please.
I just would write to people and say, "Hey, you guys, please, I get to hear Todd sing please. Tonight."
You have no idea how good this feels.
Todd, please.
I won't sing. Don't worry.
Todd, no.
Don't Todd, say that, Todd.
Don't even do that.
Please. Just,
wow. Let's get to my show. I have a show.
I came all don't the way from Silver Lake to hear you sing.
I want to say we have people who listen to the show, and they live in Liverpool, and we want to say hi to them. Calls it from Liverpool.
Wait, you talk about
hello, hello, Governor.
Are you talking about
we're from Liverpool?
Liverpool,
oh, good day,
hello,
from Liverpool.
Hey,
oh, I'm going to write the boys a letter on a quill pen on a piece of real cloth. We're from somewhere. I don't even remember where it is during this bit. All right, let's not be rude. No, well, there's a time to be. There's a
baby
time to, do you want to call a listener? Or do you want to hear a voicemail from someone who left a voicemail after it explains it?
I think the voicemail will be really good.
This is a real voicemail to George Carlin that I got yesterday.
All right.
Oh, my God, honey. Honey, where the fuck are you? Oh, my God, honey. Todd Glass just retweeted my fucking tweet. This is some next level shit. Are you kidding me? This is the big time, babe. I'm calling my job right now and telling my boss to fuck off. Like, Todd Glass retweeted my tweet.
Pause it.
Oh, my God. He just fucking favorited it.
we're gonna play it again. You know why I love it? First of all, why could you quit your job? Just it's like the character being so crazy tells his boss to fuck himself. All someone did was retweet your tweet. I love it. This made me laugh so fucking hard. You play it, you can pause it and play it again from the beginning, or play it from there. Whatever happens.
It too. Oh my God! I don't even. My head's going to explode. Oh no! Back.
Who's going? Wow, that was good stuff.
I know,
that
was really good stuff. Tim Rupert.
Tim Rupert?
That's who's doing it.
Ah.
Well, he got hit by a bus.
Tim Rupert in Liverpool.
He got hit by a bus.
Well,
he's not with us anymore.
Andrew's in Liverpool. Tim Rupert's the Twitter guy.
So I know that.
Want to know what is coming up?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, what's coming up?
Well, I have a lot coming up.
Well, Todd, you got to tell us about it, because right now is a time where people just...
I have a bit where I ask how you're doing, and then I snore. You're gonna interview.
Oh, we don't have to do that.
You're gonna interview me like NPR.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're gonna.
I got this part of our summer concert series coming up later. I got a. This he looks like a, you would say a kid. Maybe he's 17 years old, and he's playing the drums along to a Witch Doctor song. Ooh ee, it's fun to watch this guy play. It's like I want to like. Looks like he. That's if I could play the drums, I would want to play like that. And Aristotle said he's not that good. So we got that coming up.
Right?
No, he told me. He said, I saw him. He's all chopped liver and no potato salad.
He can get really negative sometimes, that Aristotle.
Listen, how are you doing? Are you all right?
I
do serious interviews. Are you afraid?
People are
shitting in their pants because of my serious interviews. How are you?
No
jail bell. No bells. No whistles. Okay, that one I use. I use that one. That's all. But other than that, how have you? Because I do that one only because it's an intro to a serious interview.
Okay.
How has everything been?
Everything's been fantastic.
Sometimes it does.
Well, no, I was just going to tell you about it.
Are you still doing
tragedy.
The set list?
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me tell you the real exciting thing about it is.
During that ticking, now you do this bit with me, fuckface.
You're not going to let me finish the sentences?
Yes.
Wait, okay.
Yeah, what have you been up to?
All right. I'll tell you honestly, I had a relationship.
No, seriously, talk to me.
Okay, well, I was just trying to tell you that.
Go ahead.
That, well, my family. I just got a call.
It's just betting music.
Okay,
I just play it as betting
music. Can we just do the serious interview now?
Sure. Like, well, how's your family?
All right, just give me a second.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Give him a second.
I just talked to my parents yesterday. That. They said to say hi to you, and my dad went to the doctor.
I feel like you're going to say something. I shouldn't be playing this.
Well, no, I'm trying to be calm about this, but I don't like the interruptions. I'm trying to actually answer a question.
No, you're right.
Now
you're
it's
right.
The bit's going. Sure, yeah. The bit went too far.
The bit went too far. The bit went too far.
Okay,
the
like we can have a fucking, we just fucking talk like human beings. Hey, ask me a question.
How's your mom?
Okay, come on.
How's your sister Karen? I make up fake family members that way. If they got real sick, it doesn't really make you sad.
Okay,
because with your mom, I picture your real mom, and I go when you say how's your mom, you want to make her healthy because it's an omen.
Oh, okay. But all right, ask me how she is.
How's your brother? Your brother Pencil.
Oh, he's in perfect health. And
Pencil Conrad
was just
Well, no, you're supposed to. This.
No. I'm sorry. I was reversing the bit.
Oh, you did. I knew you did.
Oh,
well, thanks for leaving me lay there. No, I felt like an idiot. I'll never recover from that.
Wait, can I ask you a serious question for a second?
Sure.
How do you just?
I'm not afraid to talk serious. Can I tell you why?
All right.
The other podcast, and then I won't interrupt you. The other podcast, and this is the truth, and I mean this, and I'm being honest. They're a little afraid because I'm starting to get into serious interviews. So they're just – I do this to keep
it
silly.
I would – right. No. And look, we've had enough of the silliness for tonight certainly. But I – okay. So here's the thing. You're a person who's active. You work out.
Okay. Take his lead.
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead. I want to see. Let's go. Go ahead.
And by the way, we're all going to vote on it.
It's going to be great, like everything else you do. And I love that we talked it out.
Yeah,
Here's what's going. The bit's going one way.
I'm doing a bit.
And Troy wants to take it another way. And guess what? I have confidence that we're going to go, you were fucking right. I'm not going into it. Who wants the guy going into a bit negatively? Oh, let's see if it's funny. You are funny. And you know what? It's Jake's fault.
No.
And I don't mean to throw but a lot of times he puts a lot of pressure.
I was literally just following what people told me to do.
I know.
You don't want me to
Wait, what were you yelling at?
For the people listening at home, there are multiple bits within multiple bits. All right. So I'm about to do do the bit.
So
I get to cue Jake. People don't know this listening at home that you don't like it if I cue Jake. But
edit that out.
But you don't like what you had a sign that did.
I had
no cues.
Listen, can I explain?
Yeah.
Because when I see people doing things that normally are like not a big deal, I notice it.
All right, no, that was good. Hold on.
I see you talking in my periphery. Okay. So even if you do a little thing like hold up a sign. But the truth of the matter is, I don't mind anything you do. The truth is, I love what we're doing right now.
Oh, the song. Oh, by the way.
And he's holding up. I saw it. Can't you do a better job of hiding?
We're trying to configure this bit. Where...
I know, but you got to do a better job. He's not a, you know.
All right. Let's start the
bit. I know what's going to happen. I'm still going to love it when you do it. That's why I'm talking. So I'm giving him time to find it. So what I'm going to do is – no, listen. What I wanted to say to you is I'm so glad that you're here.
Let me ask you the question.
Okay, go ahead.
And then here, I'm going to even tell you how this is going to go.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you the question, then you answer, and it's going to get serious, and that's the perfect timing. Give him about 10 seconds
in
where he's
saying
something really – I know, but you have to be really serious in your answer, like deep.
You're going to do that. You're going to do that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're going to make the timing right.
He's going to take the cue from you.
Okay.
And in all fairness, before we do this, and we're going to do it.
I'm not kidding.
When you threw that last little thing at him, he wrote, you wrote blah, blah, blah. I know you wanted him to play the blah, blah, blah song. But
what do you call it?
No, that's what we call it.
Oh.
But
we're
locked and loaded for this bit. Shh, shh,
yeah.
We're locked and loaded.
This is the bit we're doing.
We're locked and loaded for the bit.
That's the song.
I think where the confusion is coming in, if I may, is that this one we were just playing was boobity bop bop.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Boobity bop bop.
You did write down blah blah, which we do.
Well, it sounds like boobity bop bop. Oh, like blah blah blah.
You wanted blah. Was blah blah.
I wanted the boobity bop bit because that's the bit.
Well, then why would you write blah 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 down?
Because it's.
Come on, let me see that piece of paper. I thought you wanted him to play the blah 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 blah. We have a
god.
damn it.
All right. Well, you know what?
So
it turns
when you,
out.
Let me explain. That's fine. So when you held up this piece of paper, you wanted that. I get it. But that's what threw it off. He thought he went searching for what he just
I
had.
I felt like we were still in the bippity bop.
How could
bit.
That be blah, blah? Be, can I ask you a question?
Were we not in the bippity bop?
I'm being totally serious.
Okay.
I'm being totally serious. How could BLAH, 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 be boobity bloppity blue? Look, that's my own version of
All right,
it. But it's,
say
it's,
it really slow.
No, because play the real one. And I'm going to write what you wrote. Play the real one. And I'm going to be you trying to transcribe right. what you hear to, you the, to the paper. That this noise says blah blah. No, what do you?
God damn it! Hey,
no,
what
no,
do you
play
want?
It again? I want to hear it again. I have a musical
whiteboard.
Ear. I have a musical ear. I have a
God
musical ear.
I want a microphone that Listen. Goes just to Jake then.
Okay, play it. Play it. I want to tell you what I hear. Well, I have a musical ear. I hear something. Blah blah. No, I heard blah blah.
All right, listen. I feel like intuitively he should know that blah blah
How dare
is bippity
you?
Bip.
Oh, shut up!
If,
now you're
if
joking.
We're, if we're
By the way,
nearby.
Don't let. Up to now, we were all serious.
Wait, we're just continuing.
Serious. I know. Okay, I know. But listen, he works very hard.
All right,
and he knows the difference between blibbity blobbity blobbity blibbity and blah blah. But let's
Thank
go
you.
On with the bit. He's going to take your lead. You don't need to hold up.
Thank
a,
you.
You don't need to hold up a piece right. of paper because when you want it, you
I'm
just
going to cue him.
You just cue him. I'm throwing this out.
By the way. All right, let's go.
You like this effect? It's fun, right? Hello, hello.
So, Todd, I just want to ask you. You know what? If you don't mind,
no, I don't mind at all.
The idea of having just a series like your podcast is fun. It's silly. It's loose. We have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just talk seriously for a minute? Because people at home, they have real issues that they deal with in their lives. I wake up sometimes in the morning. I'm gonna be honest with you. I feel like a fraud. I feel like. If I don't, like, get started sooner than the second I wake up, like, I'm not worthy, you know? You seem to be a person who accomplishes a lot. Hmm. What is it that you, like, in life, I'm just being real here. And I'm not going to do the bit anymore because I think we're talking about something
No,
real.
I trust you.
You get
I can,
that I'm
I can,
being real.
Can I tell
right.
you something?
Yeah.
I can look into a person's eyes, and I know when they're full of shit, and I know when they're not fucking full of shit. You're
yeah,
not full of shit.
Yeah, thank you. And you
so
know that
talk.
I would
let's
never
talk.
Do
let's,
that. Thank you.
I'm not a fucking idiot.
So
and excuse my language.
So
but,
you listen. So you're a person who like just
I can
I don't
tell.
Know, I just I, know because I talk to you. Right, and you're
you got,
a
got,
happy person. How yes. do you deal with all the stress of the business and fame and everything else? How do you like?
Well, Troy. You motherfucker. Nah.
Oh, by the way, who cued that?
I totally.
Who cued that?
What do you mean, who cued it? What are you trying to do? We have a ghost that plays sound effects?
I didn't cue you, Jake.
It just seemed like you're.
No, you fucking ruined it. You ruined my goddamn bit.
To George Carlin?
This is why I wanted to do the bit. My direction is because you are coming in too soon.
Wait, to George Carlin?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it again.
Let's do it again.
And by the way,
do not play that until Jake. Until I cue you, I'm serious.
Do not play.
1 second away. I swear to God.
No.
Todd.
Oh, now he's.
I don't
upset.
Know how this happened.
Now he's upset.
What did you say?
Let him
go.
Just
listen
just
to
let
one
him go.
Person.
We can't react to it.
He's not. He's not you. Are you? Troy
Jake
Conrad,
gets very upset.
Except from day goddamn one, who cues people in, and it's not Troy Conrad.
It is true.
You sent me an email this morning. Did you not?
We do. We do tell
did
Troy.
You send me
that I have
hey,
to be honest.
Troy Conrad. So, what do you want me to do?
I say don't.
What do you want me to do there?
But
what do you
but Jake, I. I do tell him. I do. Well, you got to let me. Well, you're not listening if you don't let me talk, okay?
Well, yeah.
No, I.
Tell me.
Okay, that's.
Bring it on.
You know what? That's making. Well, you're making it hard to try. I'm defending you. Well, that's just obnoxious, but I'm going to go forward because I'm a mature adult. I told him.
This sounds like every conversation
him, I said,
with my
don't
family.
Throw him cues because he's got too much being thrown at him.
All
so,
right.
so, and
All
I
right,
know
thank
he
you.
Holds up signs, blah
thank
blah
you.
Blah, and that alone
well,
he should.
I'm saying, when everybody turns on me, it's like, come on.
By the way, you know what I love about this bit too, George
what?
Carlin? You he really did play it too early, but then we turned it into a bit.
I know, there, I know.
But
and
listen,
I, and
listen,
look,
I get the guts
be.
Of this. We are wanting
yes.
to do it again.
Yes,
that's,
we're going to do the bit again.
So here we go. So you do not, to George Carlin, do not play that music until he, what do you want to do? You want him to,
right.
to
no, but
call you on
remember
the cell phone?
Though, wait, by the way, I mapped
you.
Out the bit. I mapped out the bit, and I said I'm going to
well,
wait until you talk.
Now you want a megaphone?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, I had one just in case.
By the way, I feel like this bit's going to be way more effective now that we've explained it
By
for
the way,
half an
nothing
hour.
Can go
okay,
wrong
wait.
On this
no,
show.
No.
You know why?
I know.
Because it's either funny or it's not funny. Either way, it's great. So you should be relaxed.
Wait, you mean it's not going to
well, because
be
if
funny?
It's not funny, you think it's funny. We're not playing a game. You really do think this comedic thing you're going to twist on it will bring funny. Now, the question is, do we make too big of a deal about it? No.
Oh, no, no,
not if it's really funny.
This is a,
you might,
it's worth
if you
the build
take
up.
5 minutes to get where you need to get to make this funny, I'm with you.
For this bit?
I'm not going to throw you under the
all
bus.
Right, listen.
We're going to make this work.
I just want you to trust my timing.
If it doesn't work, and to George Carlin, I'm being honest, so what? It's about when it does work.
Right.
So let's give it a lot of love. Let's not throw negative.
I like that.
I'm like, oh, yeah, good. Let's see if you're... I'm all with you.
Okay.
It's these guys that are breathing down my neck.
Yeah. No,
well,
I get that.
Well, Aristotle, you don't see the way he's
look,
when you're not
under
around.
A lot of pressure.
He hits... Oh.
You're under a lot of pressure.
All right, good. Let's do the bit.
Ask me how I'm doing.
I hope I can do it right.
Okay, yeah, but
you think we're annoying people?
Before we even do the bit, you're under a lot of pressure on the show.
Yes.
And I just...
Our ratings come in Monday.
Yeah. Well... But no, in all seriousness, you...
Let's do this bit. I'm getting anxious.
All right. Well, no, I just want to ask you about... You have a lot of stress in your life.
Oh, yes.
When you wake up in the morning, like, what is it that drives you? Because you had a rough childhood.
I did. You know, I don't talk about it that much. It wasn't that... My parents were very loving parents and very emotionally ahead of their time. And also, they didn't hit us. Did you
ever feel like when you were young, like, dying, like you wish you were dead?
Well, first of all, I want to live. I've had moments like a lot of people in my life where you think, you know, but...
Wait, no, don't stop there. What you think what? I want to live.
When I come upon problems, they're not that, you know, I want to... I'm happier here than I'm not happy here. So I'm not going to take my life because I like this world. I'm enjoying it while I'm here, so I'm not going to that's how I can answer that myself. If there's any truth to that, I don't think that there's a chance that I would take my own life because I like it here. Do you think I did a good job?
I think that was great.
Wow.
That was exactly what I wanted, by the way.
It was?
It was really, like, do you feel
so
how it kind of gets
you.
That real? It was outstanding.
So happy for you. No, I am.
Todd just flipped me off.
No, I didn't. How dare you lie to the people?
Todd, I have to report the truth to the people.
Wow. Wow.
That was fun. God damn it.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll tell you something.
Close your eyes.
Think you'll understand when I say that something. I wanna hold your head, and I wanna hold your head. I wanna hold your hand. Say to me, you'll let me be yours. And say to me, you'll let me hold your
hand. How about that for some feathering, fuckface?
That was great feathering.
Wow.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, I want to hold. Listen. So anyway, here's what I'd like to do. Let's call. Whose phone can we use?
We can use my phone.
Okay, cool. We have a song about, well, it says Robbie never had a song, but I think he did.
What?
He did. I'm going to do some magic for everybody.
Really?
And guess what? We have a video
of
a
voice?
We have a video of a chimpanzee.
That's a good
playing.
Is it going to be the sound of your voice?
I mean, yeah.
You want me to,
voice
you really
magic.
Want me to sing a song?
Yeah, please sing a song.
Okay, good.
Please,
get,
Todd,
get,
please.
Get
please,
one up on the
Todd.
Karaoke board.
Todd, do you have a song? I mean, I don't you think you sing? Even need backing music, to be honest.
You, well, you have such beautiful sometimes voice, the music
and
your voice.
I,
oh, yeah.
I want to hold your hand.
Oh, so good.
And I'll tell you something.
Keep going.
That was incredible.
That's all I know.
I wish I had roses to throw at you.
I want to sing the same verse.
Keep going.
No, keep going.
I want to sing. If I don't have to worry about words.
No, we love it. Don't stop.
Okay, well,
la, la, la,
keep going.
That was a great sample. Let's stop there, though.
La, la, la.
We're good.
Don't ever stop.
Let's stop there just because of time, but
really
I would
talented.
Love for you to
no,
I would
no,
love
no,
you
I have more time.
Singing.
I can
no,
stretch out. I have extra.
Well, I mean, we got to get to some of this stuff, but that was great.
Always love
yeah,
you.
Yeah, thank
this
you. That
I
was great.
Right, this
listen.
Is why I came.
That was excellent.
Let's call
Let's do a professional show. This is, I think, annoying.
Oh, this is so
I think
this
show.
This
I don't want. Singing. Here's the worst
Such
thing.
A beautiful
on the,
voice.
I don't want people to think the Todd Glass show annoys them. That's a great way to lose a listener.
Nobody
you know what? I, you know what?
That.
I used to like the Todd Glass show. It started annoying me.
Nobody
no,
would
I'm
ever
sorry.
Say that. Todd.
Somebody could. Andrew Stanley. They sent a nice email. Where are they from?
They're from Liverpool.
Oh, they are from Liverpool. Andrew Stanley. First of all, he wrote a very kind email. And then William sent me a song in that I thought would accompany the way we picture our listener, Andrew. And we've never really done a take like this before on the show before. This is a very different take on this. So we have a listener. His name is Andrew Stanley. He writes an extremely kind email to George Carlin. And he lives where?
Liverpool.
Wow. So we picture him in Liverpool. So then William sent us this song to George Carlin that he made. And we go, that really works as the bedding music to us. Like, you know, feeling the way Andrew Stanley would sit around his house listening to our show. Give a little of that music.
Hello. Do you want to listen to the Todd Glass show?
Honey, turn off the spectacles.
Oh, honey, why don't we sit around the fire and listen to the Todd Glass show?
Okay, let me please. Get my tea and crumpets.
Please, would you like some tea and crumpets so we can listen to the Todd Glass show?
I'll go around the corner and fetch Papa.
Please,
oh,
Daddy.
Hold on. Papa.
Daddy. Find my lantern.
Is Papa there?
We Daddy.
We live in Liverpool.
Daddy, can we please listen to the Todd Glass show?
Hand me
would
the
pitchfork. Would you like some beautiful Boston cream cupcakes?
Yes, Daddy.
There's some ruffians outside.
Yes, Daddy. I would love some Boston cream cupcakes.
Mommy.
Daddy.
Oh, please, can
Mommy.
I have some more?
Daddy. Mommy.
I like this.
Mommy.
Daddy.
Mommy.
Daddy.
Would you like some crumpet and burgundy tea?
Ow, don't
yes.
touch my bum.
Can you pass the delicious breakfast What are you Cheerios? Doing to Mommy? Cheerio.
What do you want to see a new character
I've been
working on?
Can we listen to the Todd Glass
show
for
Christmas?
I have
a hooker in the boot.
All I want is the Todd Glass show for Christmas, Daddy. Can I please have the Todd Glass show for Christmas, Daddy?
Hello,
Daddy. Call her the Todd Glass show for Christmas.
You know what's amazing is that actually is a perfect Liverpool accent. I've been there, and that's spot on. No, it's spot. I don't. You inherently
very
know
accurate.
It. You inherently
very
know
accurate.
It.
Very accurate.
Sometimes have it. People get hit in the head the
Play
right way.
Play blah blah blah. That
they
song while he talks. Does anyone hear us setting this up?
Hey,
now listen. That's rude. Don't do that.
No, that is rude.
Have a little class.
I agree. I'm sorry
class.
We ever did the bit.
I'm not.
Todd, tell us what's going on, though. Like, you got more...
I want to lead the show. I got something I got to talk
about.
Yeah,
no, I just want to keep you on track.
Can you sing it?
I want you to be happy.
Oh,
I'm going to stop the show.
Okay.
I'm professional.
Yeah.
And you can leave it running if you want. I don't. Whatever you do, I don't care. But I'm going to treat it like we're not.
Can we
recording.
Leave it running and let people skip ahead 30
Why don't
seconds?
You, listen, Troy. You know you look like a fighter pilot. That lost
what does
his
that mean?
Well, you look like a guy who got a few. You know, you look like a fighter pilot. Like right now with that jacket, it's a green jacket. You have the headphones on. You look like you could be in a plane, and you have a look. You have short, like short hair.
It.
You look like a fighter pilot.
Right,
it's
we're gonna
a good
put,
thing.
We're gonna put the picture up on the website.
I guess you thought I was insulting you. Then you found out I was complimenting you. You dumb.
I take that as a huge compliment.
Thank you. Some
like,
girl.
Would you say I could be in Top Gun?
Sure.
Yeah. Like, as
okay. Why not? Why?
What about
my opinion's not going to change it. Why not say the nice thing?
I mean, what would you be in the movie?
Would I lead role?
Well, Goose.
I mean, could I
Goose.
Have played?
Sure.
Yeah.
Can I show you something, and then we're going to take
all
a
right.
break?
All right. We'll do a break.
And I want you to know. I want you to be happy. We're going to get all the bits you want to do.
Okay.
We're going to talk about, has Robbie Kirkhoff ever had a song really about him?
I don't know.
I don't think
NPR.
So.
We're going to do the...
we're going to do the NPR bit.
Have I? I don't know.
Look, I'm trying to make up segments. Meredith Vair is a line producer who's helping me out with the show. People love segments. So you plug these segments. We do a bit where I go, how you doing? And you answer me, and here's what I do. How you doing?
I'm doing...
No. I'm a better person now. How are you, actually?
Okay. Well, in all seriousness...
No, and I want to apologize. That was the old me and I was using. How
on.
Are you?
I don't trust you. Are you sure?
I'll turn the mics off. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Actually,
all right. Well, in all honesty, I think I'm doing pretty good.
No. You know what I have? That's a disease, and it's just like any other disease, and we're going to do that long time.
Okay.
Are you looking forward to that?
Oh,
now?
I love that.
Yeah, you know that bit. That's we can do that for 5 minutes. And Troy,
can we reverse
can I,
it?
Can I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
I love to George Carlin.
Yes.
I've tried doing that bit twice before in this podcast, and I tell you the truth, I've never committed as much as I think I should.
Oh.
Ah!
I think... That was perfect.
Oh, Robbie Kirkhoff to the rescue. That was so great.
That was perfect.
So on... Oh, Jesus Christ.
Right.
Listen,
okay.
So tonight when we do that, we're going to do it. We're going to call... You know what? I think we're going to... I have call anybody. I don't have time for that.
Yeah, we don't have time for some of these bits. Let's not even do some of these.
We'll just call Tim.
I mean, it sounded
like you had time for Tim's voicemail seconds ago,
but
there's nothing wrong with silence.
Okay.
That's what I told my first manager.
Let's do 30 seconds of silence.
When my CD came out. I flipped it around on me. I listen. So William sent a song. I think that was William. That was a good piece of music, and then we used that to make fun of Andrew Stanley. That's done. I got a lot of stuff.
I felt that was more honoring of him.
Okay, so I'm going to do magic. I'm going to do magic in the room for you all.
I love that. And then radio magic is the best.
I have a here's how we're going to go to break, and then we're going to call Jake Young. We have a kid playing the drums. That's going to be so much fun, and then we got other stuff coming up too in the 4 o'clock hour. So,
wasn't there scheduled to be like a monkey on the show as well?
Yeah, there's a monkey. You want to see this? He's coming in here right now. He's
here. That's amazing.
So you can see the organ over here. This, where's the?
The monkey's going to go play that organ right there.
No, no. What's on top of it? The accordion. And this is freakish. This is sick.
Okay.
He's having such a good time.
Oh my God, he's in here.
He's coming in right now.
There's a monkey in
here. He's so excited. Look at him. Oh my God, he's sitting up on the piano.
Oh my God. Aren't you worried he's going to break something? Jesus.
No, what is he doing?
He's picking up this accordion.
He's peeling the accordion. He's strapping it on.
He's putting it on his chest. Very aggressively.
You're going to freak. Okay, the trainer. Right. The trainer is going. Okay, is that his trainer? Wait till you see. This is going to freak you out. He looks like.
Well, now he's just making the same noise. I'm getting less impressed.
No. He plays the accordion. It's sick.
Come on.
It's sick.
All right.
Look at him. He's cracking his knuckles.
I feel like he's just going to scream again.
Oh, my God.
No. Look at him.
I've never seen
this.
This is.
Oh. Shut the fuck up.
Are you shitting?
Okay, that's impressive.
Does he scream like that the whole time?
I mean, he's singing.
He has no vocal variety.
It's really like a three-note song.
All right, no, he's doing really good in the accordion. I just feel like he could change some of his lyrics.
Listen.
Oh, jeez.
He's enjoying himself.
Okay, now that's impressive, though.
He's really practicing.
I mean, he's amazing with the music.
Oh, he's having so much fun. Is this sick?
No, he's good.
Have you ever seen anything like it?
I'm not.
Listen, let it breathe. Listen to him play.
Okay.
Is he dancing?
Listen to him play. He's dancing.
He's dancing too?
Oh, that was different lyrics.
If only he'd stop screaming for 10 seconds, we could hear him play. Oh, wait, I think.
Is he playing with his feet?
Yeah,
shut the fuck up.
Feet.
He plays with his feet.
Well, now he's going to change the lyrics.
Oh, my God.
Wow. This is.
Wow.
He's look at him. He's blowing bubbles.
Wow. And now the chorus.
This is real, folks. Two potato salad. We are honestly in studio. We are two potato salad.
I can't believe it.
There's a chimpanzee playing the harmonica. Let's let it breathe. Let it breathe.
This is better than the band the monkeys. I think his mic has an echo.
Oh my God!
A giraffe came in the room playing a trumpet.
I've never seen it.
It's a miniature giraffe.
I
made it easier to picture.
It's a really tall trumpet.
Oh my God! I've never seen a giraffe.
He's wrapping his nose around the trumpet and then
shut the fuck up. Oh my God!
Oh my God! It's amazing. And he actually he's wearing a service giraffe vest.
What happened to the monkey?
I scat. You're gonna love the way you feel.
That was incredible.
I want to say,
yeah,
that's the happiest I've ever been.
Me too. Me too.
Watching that chimpanzee. Oh, look, he's coming over. He's licking your feet.
Oh my God! Wait.
Oh, he likes you. Oh. Wait a second. He's got Adam
pinned
down to the floor.
I've obviously got a stimulator reaction out of him, though, that I've not heard before.
Listen, I don't want to make fun of chimpanzees.
No, we don't want to do that.
Chimpanzees should make fun of us.
Yeah.
That's how forward-thinking I am. Well, that's true, too, if you think about it. No, I run a tight ship. Here's the problem with these other shows. They're scared that I do something. What could be wrong?
Did the trainer just leave the monkey here?
Yeah.
Sure he did. Why wouldn't he? What do you think he's supposed to do, bring him home? I make the bit work. Sure, he left the monkey here. They run around the room and go, ah, ah, ah. Listen to him. Okay, so this is the show I do now? No, is this a show? Be honest with me right now. Am I losing my mind?
All right. Well, I'll
is this a show? I mean, what is it that I'm doing here? Is this necessary? Is this necessary?
Can I give you some feedback?
I got to ask myself.
Tom, can I give you some feedback about the show?
But I need your honest opinion. All right, is what I'm doing necessary?
I'm going to be honest with you.
Don't lie to me. Troy, I can tell when you're doing a bit.
You're good. You're good at keeping the show on track, and then, but you're skipping something. You're not even playing the monkey sound enough. Okay? And that's the only problem I have with the show. Yeah. Okay.
How about when I talk about serious issues? I can't play a monkey sound.
Well, I mean, it helps the show.
When I talk about the blankets, which, by the way, I still cannot believe that a hotel would take a blanket and not. And you gotta at least say, hey, look, every time there's new customers that come in, at least put a duvet on the blanket and then rip it off and put another. I don't understand. I don't understand why a hotel could get away.
I've never understood them myself.
Let me ask you
a
question.
Let's keep you on track now. Okay, we're back. We're back from the break.
Tell me, are we back?
Baby.
Shh.
Okay.
I guess Adam, who came, has bad
Adam that's here. Is,
and I'm not being in an immature way, like that's a cheap joke, but I heard that that's why he's not back yet. Oh, here he comes.
Oh.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Oh,
don't mention it. All right, listen, so that's how we came back from a break. I'm sure that was great. So here's what I want to do. Should we not come back like that? I'm sure that was great stuff.
Yeah.
Making the diarrhea. No, acted diarrhea like you had it. We're in the bathroom with diarrhea. That's what
I'm look, the Podcasters Association monthly magazine has diarrhea on the cover, so.
I don't know if that's a compliment.
That much,
but I'm not sure it is.
That just might be my copy.
All right, listen. I don't know.
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Oh.
So listen, here's what I want to do. I don't know how he just came, what we came back from, but what I want to talk about, and I'm being totally serious. I guess you could say to George Carlin, someone said the way I was talking about the Roomba, which is, Roomba is made by...
iRobot makes Roomba.
And...
this is the thing that vacuums your house, the robot that vacuums your house.
Yes, and I'm glad that I'm not a sponsor. So anyway, I have one, but because of these new rugs I got, there's a different one I need. Plus, the one I have is 15 years old. Someone gave it to
me. That's how long they last.
Someone gave it to me. What are we? Now it sounds like weird. someone gave it to me, and it worked, but now on these new rugs, it doesn't. So I miss it. Let me tell you. Look, you got to put away a little money because they're not $100, but they are. There's some more. There's different prices. I thought they were all a certain price, but I found out that I'm being totally serious. Me and Jake looked at them because now with the new rugs, this one doesn't work, and I miss it. It is really nice. Like, it's too good to be true. And the new ones, this is 15 years old, and it's great. The new ones, like, have a memory. They go back, and they get charged, and they'll remember, like, if they go to a certain place. It's not just bumping. Like, mine just does it by – it hits the wall, and then it turns, and it works pretty good. But the new ones even are better than that. But let me tell you something. Your floors – it's – okay. I'm glad that they're not a sponsor, but we should send this to them because I miss it. Now – you know when the sun comes in from the back of the house and you look under the bed and that's when you can see? It's nothing. It's all – and I like going to the gym in the morning and I turn it on. And can I tell you something? I'm being totally serious. What I'm going to do if I get this – maybe they will send us one. I would love if they did. At least I'd mean what I'm saying. Don't – maybe we should edit that out. It looks like I'm saying it just to get one and I'm not, although it wouldn't hurt them. But listen – I mean, I do have a podcast. I have about 55,000 people listen a week. So, and to George Carlin, I'm being honest. I don't want to run the vacuum, and I don't, and I. What was I talking about?
Well,
so I need this new. Oh,
the
sun
comes through, and
one more
thing.
One more thing.
Under bed.
So there's only one lip in my house, but if I had like a little shelf built down for like have a carpenter, I know it sounds weird. It would remember to go down there and just get the living room area too. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have them build like it's like a. Same size as the Roomba, just enough for it to find that place on the lip, go downstairs, and then
like
come back up.
Like a doggy door, except for a Roomba?
Like a doggy door for
like
a Roomba.
Like a Roomba ramp. And well, the Roomba ramp is...
Here's why I'm really talking about this, and I probably should have told this up front. Me and Jake started a business. We make clothing for Roombas and the
Roomba ramp.
The iRobot.
You mean like you can dress it up for Christmas?
Sure. For Christmas, I dress my Roomba up as a Christmas tree.
People dress up their dogs. Why not?
People dress up their dogs.
I didn't even know you could do that.
And the only thing, the opposite, I'll tell you the difference between Roomba. Roomba. Number one, when you're, what's the
iRobot,
iRobot is better than a dog because you know why? A dog you have to clean up after. A Roomba, an iRobot cleans up after you.
And a dog.
It's still a beating heart in your house.
It's still a living thing. That's what if I was that obsessed with them? I'm like, it helps you clean. It's too good. I come back from the gym and the floors feel fucking clean. I didn't think it was going to work. I didn't really.
You know what? I don't. So I'm not a big clean freak, but I do hate dust because it drives me crazy. First of all, you don't want to breathe it in and stuff. The fact that thing gets like I definitely would want to get one of those. So.
Well, I'm going to buy you one. I'm going to buy you one remind me.
Okay.
13 times.
All right, I'll
remind me 13 times.
I will do that.
Okay, so let me cross out the chimpanzee plays the...
did we play the chimpanzee?
I don't think so.
Yes, of course
No, don't play. Don't play. I was joking. But you know what, Todd? I want to just compliment you on running such a good podcast. And
I feel like this song, be honest. All right. I know now it might not, but something about it, I like it.
By the way, I'm doing a new...
hands in the air. Shake them all in five. Do it when time is ahead. And you will never be out.
How much fun is this?
Pretty fun.
We're all dancing. We're silly dancing. And I want to like for you to play it. Put your hands in the air. Slow down the tune. Take it very old and fast. As your mother.
Oh, thank you.
Sure, I do serious interviews.
Okay. Well, she's doing good. She just called me and she's sending me some new sweatshirts.
That's the way you do a podcast.
That was great.
Now, was that necessary?
That was.
That should be my CD.
Like
that should be my new special.
Was that necessary?
Is this necessary?
This podcast should be its own CD. Have you thought about releasing this podcast on vinyl?
No, should I record it? My friends tell me I should record when I do this. Do you think it's a good idea?
Well,
what if you just found out I don't record it?
Assuming we did.
Oh, no.
Todd,
you think it's a good idea to record it?
Yes.
Maybe you're right. We
start
are
the recording if we haven't done that.
Oh, Aristotle, can you record these?
I think we're already starting the show.
Todd, you got to name your album, Is This Necessary?
That's a good name, isn't it? Is This Necessary?
Yeah.
I hope it is.
I like that.
God, what if I found out everything I did wasn't necessary? You know, that's all I could see right now. People going, you know, I like to hear the Simple Simon song, but I don't know if it's necessary.
Well, look.
I mean, I like the Todd Glass show, but no, I was being honest. And we like them, but do we want to, in the middle of an interview, hear this? Like, that's what... Is it fun for the people at home? Well, they should be doing it too.
I think so.
Blake Wexler, you know what he'd do right now? He'd undo an umbrella and open it and close it. Picture him doing that.
Okay, open and close the umbrella.
You know what Rory Scovel would do? Take his baby by the foot and swing it all around the room.
Sounds illegal. Now, Rory Scovel doesn't sound like a very good person.
I lost my virginity to this song.
Oh.
I got confused in the Simple Simon.
Was that traumatic for you? I mean, was it a difficult time for you?
Troy. Wow. I got you a piece of gum.
Oh. You got me gum?
Yeah, I felt bad last time when I did that shit joke. I did that shit joke last time with the fake gum.
Yeah, well, it upset me.
I felt stupid after you left, to be honest. Really?
I didn't think you were going to say anything, and now I appreciate you being real like that.
It's such a cheesy move to give someone a piece of gum, and I think
I did it. Oh, you mean it's not in the wrapper, and then they feel like an idiot?
I did the thing with the fake gum, yeah.
The fake gum bit is stupid. Will you give someone fake gum? I don't like it.
I did it. Can I tell you why I did it?
I didn't appreciate it.
Because Liz did it to me once, and then I always felt like I wanted to get back at you. And after you did it, you left. You're so nice. You come in here. You bring snacks. So I got you a real piece of gum.
Okay.
So I hope you
can. All right. Look, hey.
I'm glad I'm the bigger man. I'm glad I'm the bigger man.
I mean, okay.
No. That's making it sound wrong. What I'm saying is I'm happy that I'm able to admit that we're above that.
You know what? You're a bigger man than I am.
Well, thank
the fact
you.
That you actually come out and at least be honest and say, like, hey, I did something wrong. I was wrong. I'm sorry. Like, the fact that you can admit that, most people can't do that, Todd.
It's true.
Most people are like, they just sweep it under the rug.
Very commendable.
And move on. And then they don't grow as a person. You're growing.
Hold on. Fuck, man.
Take it in.
You're the bigger man.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
It's okay.
Hold on. It's okay.
Okay.
A lot of. Fuck.
Todd's emotional right
you're
now.
You're going to make me cry.
Todd, yeah, you're making
us okay.
cry.
It's okay.
A lot of people.
Yeah. It's okay.
They didn't see any growth. And I've really been trying.
I can tell you.
It won't stop the bit, but I loved it. perfect timing.
That was great.
All right, here we go. I want to go back to the bit.
Go back to the bit.
That's what you do.
Okay.
But so, I want to say that.
Okay.
He's crying. I forgot.
Yeah, you're crying.
I just want to give it to you. Thanks for noticing.
I'm going to take the pack of gum from you.
Ah!
Oh, it's empty.
Stupid! Wow. Troy Conrad, stupid! Troy Conrad, stupid!
I just opened the pack of gum. I trusted you.
Troy Conrad, stupid!
You got me, you got me.
Troy Conrad, stupid! Troy Conrad, stupid!
Oh, I am fortune's fool. I stand corrected. I am an idiot for taking that.
Oh, man. Thanks for being a good sport about it.
Well,
all right. Well, let's continue the show.
Can we just go move on to the show?
Yes.
And you know what? I am going to be... Now that we know who the bigger man is, I'm going to be a bigger man right now. I'm going to say that I forgive you for the gum bit. Because you know what? I'm able to... I've been meditating. That even helps. I feel like I'm a more centered person, and then, you know what? I'm a bigger man. I'm gonna give you a brand new pack of gum as a token.
Troy,
what?
Let the bit die.
What? Really?
I'm not doing a bit. Getting even with
this
me.
This is not a bit.
No,
Todd.
I mean you're trying.
I'm not gonna take a pack of gum.
I'm
like
not gonna take your free gum because I know you're gonna try to get back at me.
Oh my
okay,
God.
You won. Just do it. Why do I have to sit through it at this point? I know what you're doing.
If you think I'm lying, let me just tell you something, okay? Todd, I've known you since mid to late 90s.
That
used
is
to
true.
Come to, used to come to the Tempe, to Arizona
yeah,
State University.
That?
Perform
wow,
the
they were fun days.
We go way
Wait
back.
Wait a second. I know what he's doing.
And you know what? Like, I mean, just as far as I wouldn't do that to our friendship, like give you a fake pack of gum, I'm going to give you a real pack of gum. Because, like, that would just mean that I'm not a real friend. So here.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah. Do you get it now that it's not a bit anymore?
I am embarrassed that you're...
All right. Well, you should be.
Well, what you thought I was going to do a little while ago, you end up doing it. And I bow
well,
my
look,
head.
We all get a little paranoid, and we've all been hurt before, by the way.
I have been hurt.
And then we go through life, and we think that we're going to get hurt again, and we start...
Hurt again,
it's like you become a turtle.
Becoming like a turtle. I know. I hear it.
Sinks up into your shell.
Up.
Todd, your arms
oh,
and
your
legs are sucked
and your
into a shell.
You're sucking into a shell.
We're all here at the podcast.
We're all here at the podcast.
Saying, come out, Todd.
Come on, Todd. I get it. I hear you.
This is an intervention. So, you know what? Take this.
Thank you very much. That's very nice.
As a gift.
To tell you the truth.
Yeah, open it up.
You mother.
Stupid!
I guess we got you.
Like an idiot. So stupid.
Hey, Todd, this is a call from your inner self, your stupid.
Wasn't it you that said that nothing good's gonna last forever?
That's just one of my many tricks that I can do with my voice. Okay, so that bit's over.
I call it talent.
That was a fun bit.
Yeah, that was fun, right?
That was really fun. I like when you get sincere in the bits, and then I get sincere, and then it makes it more like a fun real bit.
Well, I bought you something.
You did?
I did.
That doesn't have it. Not wait. We're not going to do the bit again. We're done with the bit. You said we're moving on.
Potato salad.
All right.
The bit's over.
Okay.
I don't care if he edits this out or leaves it in, but I bought you a present.
What?
And, wow.
Wait. Look, oh, now it sounds real, and now I feel stupid.
It is real. It is real. Don't feel stupid, because well, why wouldn't you?
Well, because I was having trust issues.
I wish we had a safe word.
I do.
And we don't.
Well, you know what? How about this? How about just a safe token of
I swear
my
to
acceptance?
God. I swear to God.
Okay.
I swear to God. If that doesn't mean anything to you.
No, it means a lot to me. And
I, look,
you
I don't know whether
to
you believe in a God or
you
don't believe
to go
in a God, but there's still a sanctity of – there's something
well,
about
I,
you.
I think
swear
we're
to
sons
God,
and daughters of life
I wouldn't do
for
it
itself,
to you.
But I don't think
– I look, got you a half a piece of gum.
Okay.
And I want you to have it.
Look, now it sounded like you were going to give me something that was meaningful to you. And
it's
you talk
the
about
new
meaningful.
Birthday cake gum. Have you had it?
Oh,
it's
the really,
so
the taste just like a birthday
good.
Cake?
By the way, Jake gave me a piece the other day, and it was so good
oh
that
God.
I had half of it, and it was so good.
All
I
the
thought,
stores are sold out.
They are. It's like bubble yum from the 80s.
It's so good.
So I wanted you to have half of it.
All right. No. I'll take half.
There's also something I'm embarrassed
I mean, it's so,
about.
It's like
I'm embarrassed.
Double flavor.
I'm
so, what?
I want you to know that I'm being honest with you.
All right.
When I was ripping it in half, the foil went with the first piece, and then I went to grab it, and it got so it's just on a plate with a metal tin over it, like you know, because I wanted to get dusty.
Oh, you mean so you're into the presentation? You want
to
make it a big?
I wanted
thing.
To make
so you
nice.
Put a thing over? You put a dome over it?
I did. Jeez. Can I give it to
you?
You
don't have to go that far, but
here
yeah.
you go.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Wow.
I don't like the
it's
bit.
A nice
we don't
dome.
Have to do fake sound effects. We're not some shit show. All right. Just hand you the goddamn the plate with the cover on it. Everyone will imagine it.
No, we see it right. I'm going to open it up.
I did that cheesy noise. Anyway, there you go. Here's a piece of gum
and
right
it, you
there.
Know what? Let me say this before I open up. I know it's not much, but you know what? It's the thought that counts, and
I
you
swear
put
to
thought
God,
into how
gum.
Flavorful
God,
that gum is.
It's
my favorite gum. You know I like cake gum.
Troy, before you lift that tin off, can I
all
say
right.
something? Lock your eyes into mine.
All right.
I swear to the God above who watches over us and helps that we are healthy and happy.
God,
I swear
serious,
to him
man.
That I would not do a trick like this. I would not ruin, shred.
I'm glad you added that last thing. 1% of my mind said you were doing a bit, and then
no,
you added that,
I'm
and
not.
I went, now
no
it's
bit.
Real. Now it's
there's
real.
There's no bit.
So there's really gum under it. There's really
Troy,
a half piece of
Troy,
gum. You took the
Troy,
time.
I love but, you.
Thank you. Wow.
I love
well,
you.
You know what? Hey, yeah, I love
you,
you
know,
too. You're my friend.
And I wouldn't do that to my friend. I'm a better person than that. Sure, I try to. I need to have content on my podcast, but if it means shitting on a friend,
well, yeah, then well, yeah, it's like Jesus said,
I'm better than that.
Yeah, he said I'm better than that.
Do you
all
know
right,
Jesus?
I'm gonna open this up.
Hold on, before you do, can I play a song about Jesus?
Yeah, I would. I'll hold this here.
Jeez, his name is Jesus.
That sounds like a different.
This is what I am. I'm
point
a Christian.
Oh. I mean, this is kind of like a new conversion type of thing almost.
Listen.
Here.
Listen to the words.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. You are... That song, and then this song, that's what your friendship, you know what your friendship means to me? That song about Christ that we just heard?
Yeah, that's one of my
your friendship to me. This is
thank
what your
you.
Friendship is to me.
Well, this is touching, but can I say it's touching?
Our guest is T. Our guest is T-R. Our guest is T-R-O-I-C-O-N-R-A-D. He does the S-E-T-L-I-S-T-N-P-R-O-M-P-T-E-R. Taste great, P-H-O-T-O-G-R-A-P-H-S.
Our guest is Troy Conrad, everybody. Live off of La Cienega Boulevard, High Top Black Horse Motors. It's the
Todd Glass Show with our guest, Troy Conrad. Take it home.
Holy fuck. That was my favorite thing ever.
Oh, you want to hear it again?
Sure, because
did you hear the words it spelled out?
I just want to tell you, though, how that was amazing. I thought we were in the middle of a bit, and you surprised me.
Well, because I'm telling you, our friendship, before you take the lid off of that plate of gum, I'm trying to say that I'm a friend.
I get it. No, I know. Now I know it's real.
Oh, but I do. Come on, please, play it again. I don't think you understand the way I feel about you. I think with all the jokes.
Our guest is T.
I love you, Troy. Troy, I love you.
Our guest is T-R-O-Y-C-O-N-R-A-D.
You are a true friend.
He does the S-E-T-L-I-S-T-M-P-R-O-M-P-T-E-R. Tastes great. P-H-O-T.
Teleprompter. Our friend is Troy. Our friend is Troy. Our friend is Troy. Troy, look. Shut the music off. You had to get a few extra blows in there, didn't you? Well, that's going to cost you your job. I stole that affectation from Don Rickles. I want you to know you're a good friend. Eat the gum and let's have a fun show.
Okay. But, I mean, look, you didn't even have to go to those lengths.
I know that birthday cake gum. It's
right.
So good.
I'm going to open up on the count of three.
And, Troy, look at me.
And I can't wait, by the way, because I need it.
Troy.
Gum. Yeah.
In the old days of the Indians, they would cut to be blood brothers.
Right.
If there is a shred, even a hair of doubt in your head as you go to do this, a fear, I want you to take that metal plate off with the calmness, like you know when you're going to open your front door that your sofa is going to be on the other side of it. There's not a shred of on that other side is the gum, and I wouldn't do that to our friendship. And I want you to open that plate. I want you to do it with no hesitation. I saw the hesitation in your face, and it made me feel bad because I've earned that right for you to. You're pretty sure that there's gum there, but there's a. Am I right?
You're right. I mean, you got.
You're not
you got
wrong.
Me.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm crying. I'm crying. I'm so upset with myself. What I've done.
You know what?
No, I don't deserve you as a friend.
No. Todd, come back. Todd, come back.
Todd,
you're the best friend a person can have, and I trust you. Todd.
No, don't get into a bit.
All right, listen. I know the gum's there.
If there was a gun, he would drown me in a puddle.
Look.
I hear you sing.
You've already gone way too far
in
proving.
Open it up, and all right. I hope you enjoy it. Hey,
you know what?
Look, can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
You mean you complete me as a friend?
Jesus.
Enjoy your gum.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. I just want to say when Indiana Jones in that movie, he had to walk across that ledge and he had to throw sand, like that faith that he had to have. That's what I'm doing right now. Like, I have total faith. I've given up any doubt. One, two, three. Hey, it's nothing there. Come on. You guys.
There's
nothing there.
The dumbest person in the world. Troy is the dumbest person in the world. Troy is the dumbest person in the world.
You don't have to spell it.
Troy is dumb. He's dumb. D. R. By the way, the look on everybody in this room that didn't know I was spelling it wrong on purpose really didn't give me a lot of confidence to what you guys think my abilities are. Jake's like, oh my God, Troy doesn't know he's spelling doom. Or whatever I was spelling. What was I saying? I was doing it on
perfect.
Purpose.
Yes,
I winked over at Adam so he would know that I was a joke. Well, because I got nervous.
No, it was great. First of
why all, was Robbie getting his EpiPen out? I don't know. You know, like I was having a nervous breakdown. Stab him with the EpiPen, even though he doesn't have that problem. It'll slow him down.
Hey,
let's end that bit to George Carlin.
Okay.
Can I tell you about
my new podcast that I'd like to try it on the
sure.
show? It's a podcast for people who like to skip ahead 30 seconds. So we have a conversation, but then there's 30 seconds of silent space. That way, they get to hear the whole podcast, but they still get to skip ahead 30 seconds.
No, I mean, it's a great, because some people like to skip ahead, even if it's good.
There's something about pressing that button. That
what?
Something about just pressing the button.
Yeah, so you continue the conversation, but every 31 seconds, so they hear the entire thing.
I get it.
But let's do it. Can we just do a sample?
That's too hard.
Can we get the clock noise?
Wow.
Yeah, just put the clock on in between.
Okay. This is going to be hard. This is like homework.
So do you want to interview me, Todd, or do you want to? Let's talk about the clubs.
Man, I'm tired.
No, but think about this.
No, not to talk, just about
the club. So that there was that guy, Randy Rivas, in Albuquerque. He had Laughs Comedy Club in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And he got bought out by Home Depot. So it was a great club. It was full every night. He got $1 million. I remember this was 1993.
Mm-hmm.
Got $1 million. 1998. He bought a really nice club instead down the street.
Mm-hmm.
But he overdid it. He put in... Okay, so let's start the clock.
What did he put in?
And he put in way too fancy, plush stuff everywhere, and he spaced out the tables.
Is this true?
This is true. No, this is a true story. I swear. Sword and George Carlin. He made it way too nice, and he spread the tables.
Aren't
out.
You
it was
afraid
like a supper
that
club.
He's going to hear this?
No, club
he
closed.
He tried.
Club closed.
Did he try?
He tried. He was great.
He didn't know what he was doing.
He was great, but he took some of the flavor away from the club. And it was never the same again after that.
Is this necessary?
Yeah. So, I mean,
necessary? Let's stop right now, and I want you to get out of your own head.
Okay.
Is what we're doing necessary?
I feel like, I mean...
Why? Well, yeah. How would someone be without it? Would they be hurting?
Well, yeah, they would never be able to fulfill their desires.
You think the way I'm holding my pen makes me look like a teacher?
Yeah, you do look teacher-like, I have to say.
I used to
very intelligent.
The happy face? They would turn the happy upside down and they would stamp a happy face on your... I used to go up early from lunch. I was in a special resource room.
Ooh, Mr. Resource Room. I have lots of resources.
Name of
aren't I resourceful? Hi, Todd Glass. My resources are at your service.
Let me just strap on my spectacles and look through my magnifying
glass. I'm the new MacGyver.
He had like a magnifying glass.
It was before Wikipedia.
Oh, you need a pen? I happen to be very resourceful.
Listen.
I got dropped off.
Do you have a source? Because I'll have a read for that.
Let me call you an Uber.
Wow.
All right,
listen. No, you didn't. You're great. Everything you do is great. We still have to think about sing tricks.
Oh, yeah.
But hold on. So they would let us up. For some reason, we'd be allowed to leave the lunchroom and go back up to our resource room. I think it's because nobody wanted to go in there when there were other kids in the hallway. So we'd get to leave the lunchroom. You know what? That's rude. My mom is listening.
Oh, I'm sorry.
was listening.
Was. Hey. You know, you guys go too far sometimes. So, wait, what does that even mean? Oh, it means she passed away?
No.
She's fine. She still fucks like a pony. Fucks a pony. I'm sorry. No wonder everyone was looking at me weird. You thought I said she fucks like a pony.
No one's ever said fucks like a pony before.
Yeah. That's a guy who doesn't know why people are looking at him weird.
Yeah,
no, you were looking at me weird because you were going to say my mom fucks like a pony. You're like, whoa, no, fucks a pony. Now you're like, wow, that's my act. Is this necessary? Right here, this joke.
This is
my joke about this about my mom, referencing my mom, who is a wonderful person.
Yes,
is these jokes necessary?
Yeah, I feel like they are. Wait, you know what? The fucks like a pony thing would work if you play the dun-dun-dun-dun. If I just say something like, I walked into the bar. I saw her. She was right there.
Troy, by Dun 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 Dun. Which jingle are you referring to?
Oh, the Dragnet.
Oh, Dragnet,
that's
sorry.
That's D48.
Okay.
I
call it blah, blah.
Well, that's why there's a problem when you ask for cues. That's D48. If I say D48, watch what he plays. D48.
Okay, that was
Wow, look at him feathering it in the room.
That was really nice.
God damn it.
It was nicely done.
Be honest, and I think I asked you this before. Do you use that in the bedroom?
Say, let me tell you something, young
no,
lady.
No, they blow that to girls like it.
I fuck like a pony. I mean, wow. No one's ever used that line.
I don't like this bit.
We're done with this bit. But
no, we're not. That was a test.
Can I tell you about my new podcast?
I think it has more life.
My new podcast, I improved it. It's still for people who skip ahead every 30 seconds, but it's one conversation every 30 seconds, and then you continue the other secondary conversation and the
Can
other
Can I ask you a
seconds.
Question? And yeah. I'm not being rude at all. Can you do this without me?
And I'm not being rude at all. Can you? Oh, my God.
It's so hard.
It's so good.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. Enjoy the potato skins.
Todd Glass, everybody.
That's score. See, listen, Jake. That's scoring a show. Jake, that's a good drop. I don't even say that sarcastically. A good drop. It just fucking, I love it. Anyway, listen.
1-0.
That was funny. Whatever you guys did, it was great.
Funny.
But listen, I want to talk.
Okay.
Because I got a lot of problems. What were we?
We're talking about the new podcast that I'm doing. And
no. What were we laughing at before?
About fucking ponies. And then
habits. Come on, stop.
Your mom's habits.
The pony thing. Fucking habits. Like your pony. Mom. And then you were going to get to the new thing that you liked.
No, you're not helping me.
I mean,
come on, stop with all the lights. Come on, help me out. All right. I forgot. We were just talking about a very specific thing, Adam. What were we talking about? This is like a horror movie. This is a horror movie.
Wait. Can't wait. Can we have the listeners skip back 30 seconds?
What were we talking about?
No, I don't need them to do it.
Okay.
We'll figure
it
out.
Well, if they skip back and call in.
That's my real laugh. That's a cackle. A cackle is the best sound. Cackle means you don't have time to laugh.
No, but if they skip back
like,
and
laugh
call
is because you got time to formulate a laugh. A cackle's like no time. Open your mouth and just scream. That's the best feeling in the world. Hold on.
We have a caller.
To George Carlin.
Okay.
To George Carlin. And I have to call Jake. We have to call Jake.
Hello?
What were we just talking about? No, I have to call
Hello?
Jake.
Hello?
What were we just talking about? I'm not
Hello?
Going for it. Hold on. What were we just talking about?
It was something about your mom.
That's, yeah, it was. Fucking pony.
No, my mom fucks like a pony, and I said, no, I meant you fucks like... This is what if someone's this is the first show they listen to? Someone goes, you should listen to the Todd Glass show. They fast forward right to where we're talking about fucking ponies. I don't understand the context that it's in, and the whole show right down the shitter. All right, thank you.
Can I have a telephone voice?
Yes. What I'd like to do is I'm going to call.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello. Is this the Todd Glass show?
Use the real phone. Move away from that mic so it sounds real.
Hello. Is this the Todd?
You don't have to cup it.
Okay, this is a new caller. Is this the Todd Glass show?
Yes, it is. We're taking the bit a different direction. We're leaving the whole thing that was gross before, and now we're
I was told to call in.
Yes, go ahead. Who's on the air, please?
Yeah, my name is Merle.
Oh, hi, Merle. How are you?
Lombardin.
No, why would you have to make yourself that name? Is that fun?
Lombardin.
This is no harsh. Is that for someone that might trip and hurt themselves in their own name, so it's got all soft edges? The Persian. There's no kids or does or. Maja. My name is Fluffy.
By the way, I'm referencing the bit about where you have to make up the name the second that you're thinking of it.
It's hard. You're
What's
right.
your name?
My name is John Mausenheimer. It's all right. It works.
Yeah, try tripping saying that.
Try John. What's your name?
Freddie Linkley.
Okay.
That's it.
Jake comes up with, when he has time, he plans it, and then he has them in his head. I know what he's doing. I don't have them in my head. Right now, he's repeating one in his head. Jake right now is going, John Evans. What's your name?
Wichita Francis.
That's the real Jake tonight. Wichita Francis. Hey, Wichita. Okay, so what are we going to do? Take a call?
Nobody
yes.
wants to know my name?
What's your name?
What is your name?
Sarah Slobberman.
No, that sounded planned.
Yeah, that sounded planned.
Well, you can't. Well, I was sitting over here for a long time. Well, you guys aren't giving me any time of day. You guys aren't giving me any time of the night.
Hey, what is your name? Seriously.
Joe Jammer. Joe Jamber. That's a real name. Joe Jamber.
Okay, now what did you say your brother's name was sitting next to you?
Steve, and
you
Steve Stutterer.
Really? Come on.
That's what happens. That's a hard game. It's a hard game. What do you want? You just want me to... I'm trying my best to come up with names.
Wait,
you know how hard this is, Todd.
What's your doctor's name?
You know how hard it is, and you're just giving me a hard time. I'm trying my best to come up... Can I tell you something?
Well, I bought you something, and I feel like now's not going to be the best time to give it to you. Well,
what'd you buy me?
Well, do you mind? Can you hand me that box,
It better
Aristotle?
Be a new name.
I bought...
It's a big box.
By the way, it's not as big as it looks. But
what? How big is it?
It's... You mentioned... The last time you were here, that you liked my computer.
I did like your computer.
So I bought
it's very nice.
I bought you a new Apple computer.
You bought me. How'd you know I needed one?
Because you mentioned you asked me to buy you one the last time you were here.
You're right.
You said
you.
By the way, how come,
I always ask, how come
even though it's an imaginary bit, he gets a computer? I got a half a piece of gum.
I'll tell you why. Because you don't need a computer, and he does.
Oh, that's a good point. Sorry.
And you needed gum, and he needed a computer.
Right. You're right.
Don't take this away from me. Oh, okay.
So here you go. Mary,
you got it. You got a computer for me.
Hey, Robbie, can I tell you something?
What?
Before you open that box.
Okay, I got it.
I love you.
I love you too.
And if there's even a doubt of you thinking that this is a bit and there's nothing in that box,
Todd wouldn't do that.
There's not.
I wouldn't do it.
There's not a
it.
Bone in my body that thinks this is a bit.
Look at me. May the good Lord strike me dead. And I'm praying that He would. If I'm lying. That's dead serious.
Well,
I'm being
honest.
Why would I do that?
You guys, Todd
that's
doesn't play.
Come on, there's a civility. There's a line you don't cross. Yeah, there's a line you don't cross.
Yeah. Computer's a serious gift. I can't believe you.
I know you needed one, and there's also a $500 gift certificate,
what?
You can go get
to
your,
where?
Get your sister the medicine she needs for her rotting teeth.
Oh, you got me a Kaiser gift card?
His sister's teeth could use some help.
It's a Kaiser's gift card. It's a Visa card you can use at the CVS.
Oh, I can't believe it. That's amazing. You jumped. I needed a CVS gift card.
Can I tell you something?
And computer. I needed both these things so badly.
I want to apologize for not being a good friend.
Todd.
No, you've been a great friend.
No.
Todd, you've been such a good friend.
Todd.
You're giving me a $500 gift card to CVS?
You don't have to be crying.
No, I'm crying because my fake crying is so bad.
It's not that bad.
All right, can I open this?
Yes, you can. Hey,
is there?
Can
so
I look,
it's just
can
those
I tell
two
you
things?
Something?
Yes.
You're a good friend.
He means this. He means it.
Shut up. You're a good.
Todd's crying. I mean, again. Like, you guys don't make Todd cry. Just open the damn package because now he's getting upset.
I love you. Please open the package.
Love you too. Okay, let me.
He's not gonna like.
Stupid! Hey, dumb dumb!
It's a half dumbest person, and I've seen a lot of dumb people.
I've seen a lot of dumb people. I thought that I saw a lot of dumb people. I thought that I had, but until I met Robbie Kirkhoff, I had never seen anybody that dumb.
That's really stupid.
Stop crying.
What do you think you need?
Hello, is Bozo there? Hello, is Bozo there? Bozo.
If only he had a computer to look up stupid.
Can I have my phone?
$500.
Jesus Christ! I got a bit I gotta do.
Hello.
Why did you leave a halfway peeled banana in this box?
Because I thought it would smell and get all over you. Because you're dumb,
stupid.
Listen, I want to apologize. All right, you don't gotta rub it in.
Trump, by the way,
I don't like what I've become. I want to change the show around.
Todd, you'll get better someday. You know what?
You know what?
When I was in high school, we used to joke around. We used to circumcise bananas, and then we'd like at lunch.
Hey, Troy,
at lunch.
You sure you don't want to go on the Paul Good Morton show?
No, we would. You cut a banana in half, and then you circumcise it into two penises, and then you put it back into the cafeteria lunch area.
Was that true?
Yeah, we really did. I can't even imagine that.
And I'm trying to be a good interviewer because I am.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Well, you just kind of slice like a potato peeler right on the side of the banana, and it turns it into a penis.
Mm. Oh, no.
No, Brandon Wardell says it doesn't. Is that true? It looks like one? Of course it looks like one. It's not a real one. Well, that would be a story.
No, a lot of people
think
it's real.
That would be a story if it was a real one, and they developed a way to give people penis.
By the way.
Listen, I want to call Jake right now. Whose phone can we use?
Hello.
Can we use your phone?
What's his number?
Okay, it's can we bloop this out? Well, no, you can just look at it.
No, let everybody call him if he's going to give out his number like that.
And I don't know what we're going to do, but let's not. I don't know if I'm in the mood
three,
to do the
rotisserie.
3, 2, 1.
No, don't.
Jake, that's
not even funny, Jake.
Well, he'll just have to edit it.
It's a violation of personal.
Hey, when you call, will you make up a fake name?
See if he knows who it is. Oh, and I'll talk real loud. You have to talk really loud.
Now he has my number.
Okay, hold on. I said star 68 him.
Sometimes, no, if you have an app, the number.
Okay, hold on,
star 69?
Hey. It'll come up as Jake Adams.
It is.
Hello?
The phone is ringing. We're calling Jake.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
But wait. You can't even take that off.
You have to edit. Make sure we edit that. Hello, Jake. It's Todd Glass from the Todd Glass Show. Over there is Troy Conrad.
Hi.
And Robbie Kirkhoff.
Hello, too.
And also Jake Adams.
Also hello.
Aristotle's over there. And we have a listener. His name is Adam. And then his girlfriend, Megan. And on the trumpet, Gabe. And you didn't answer.
Jake is stupid. Both Jake's stupid.
I hereby declare this bit over. The Todd Glass Show will now resume to its normally scheduled next bit, which will be a song.
Okay, what I'd like to play. You want to watch a kid play the drums?
Yeah.
Or should we end on that? We'll end on that.
I think we should go a couple more hours.
What time is it?
We're
good. We're going to go in for the close.
Okay. Someone
go
giving me a computer, though?
You got me with the snoring. I want to make sure this is a good show, so give me a second here to really just talk about some regular things, give people what they want. Mm-hmm. How have you been?
I've been doing great.
Good.
Okay. Yeah.
There we go. Now we got that out of the way.
Can I plug something?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sure.
Okay. When does this drop? Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
You have another 20 seconds.
That very night, there's a show at the Improv, 10 p.m.
Oh, what is the show?
Hollywood Improv set list.
Oh, set list at the Hollywood
Improv? Setlistshow.com. Yeah. I'd also like to. Thin Pig is still for sale on your website.
No, it isn't.
Oh, it's not on your website.
It's
not for sale. Okay,
it shouldn't be.
Well, it's on eBay.
Well, I took it off. Okay. I bought all the copies.
Okay,
I give them to homeless people.
The Todd Glass situation is still for sale. I just want to promote that.
Thank you. I don't promote. I should mention
it's on Kindle, and people can get it right away on the Kindle.
Watch your mouth.
And if you want, you can read the first chapter free, and then download the PDF online.
Wow, you know
you can download
a
free,
you know,
if you Google it,
stuff.
Free PDF. You don't even have to buy the book.
You're fun. No, you know a lot of stats. How are you?
I'm great. Things are fantastic.
Are you enjoying?
My dog's turning 17 Sunday.
I know.
Yeah, crazy. 17 years old. You know what he's survived in his life? He had Valley Fever, which is an immune disorder. He had a broken leg.
Wait, what did he have?
He had some serious things. He had his artery cut.
Just because I'm worried about the... I want it to be fun. I'm getting nervous. My podcast...
I was in a serious thing there.
I'm afraid my podcast got a little boring, and sometimes if you play that, it can spice anything up. That's the only reason.
Well, yeah,
you know, if I would have interviewed Obama, I would have had more fun with it.
Yeah,
I got to be honest. Like, I don't mean to be critical.
I don't know how he.
But picture if I'm the president, you be me, and I'll be the president. Okay. Here's what I would have done.
Wait, who am I?
I would have had some sound effects. You be me. I'll be the president of the United States, and I came on the Todd Glass Show.
Okay.
Okay. So here we go.
President Obama.
Well, hello.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I'll be honest. I don't usually do serious interviews, but this time I'm gonna, because you know what? People sometimes will say, "Hey, Todd, you don't do." Serious well. And I'm going to defy those people.
I think you do serious
right
great.
Now, I'm going to tell those people, thank you.
You're
and
great.
So here's my question. You've now been in office for 7 years. What do you think is your biggest accomplishment?
Well, I didn't do everything I want to do, but history hopefully will write itself that I made a lot of good choices. That bit sucked. That bit sucked so bad.
You have to do it mid-sense.
Do we have run from the bit or something? Run from the bit. I should have a bit. Run from the bit, get on a plane, get on a rocket ship, and fucking put that on coke. And then take that bit to the furthest place on the earth. And then dig a hole and hide it. And then run. 8 feet. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. Boring all the time, but long. Robbie, why there's never been a song for you?
I don't know.
I think there has been. We just played one of them.
I've been wondering. I've just been trying to get some time on the mic over here.
Question we get asked a lot is, why don't we play this more?
I want more songs of me.
Gabe Steiner.
Why would you do that? You tricked me.
This is what Chris Hardwick wants.
Do I have a song? Mm-hmm. Is this a song for me?
Yep.
This is a song for me?
Sure it
is. Our guest is T.
No.
Our guest is T-R.
Listen.
Our guest is T-R-O-Y-C-O-N-R-A-D.
That's not my name.
Wow. Listen. Listen.
I'm listening.
T-R-O-M-P-T-E-R.
Shut up.
H-O-T-O-G-R.
Literally none of those letters are my name.
Shut up and listen.
I'm listening.
Listen. Just shut up for 30 seconds.
Okay.
30 seconds.
Okay.
Shut up.
There's not even words anymore.
You're right. This
was not even words anymore.
I thought there was one for you. There wasn't. I apologize.
Oh.
Okay, so listen. What I'd like to do.
So I don't have a song.
Yeah, we have this song for you.
What is it?
It's, well, don't you like it?
Yeah, I just want to hear it. I'm just waiting to hear my song. What? Wait, is there more?
There's a problem with the machine.
No.
We lie. It's a machine all of a sudden. There's a problem with the brakes on the steam.
It almost said my full name.
I want to make sure you feel hurt.
Yeah, okay.
And I want to make sure you feel hurt. So what I'd like to do is let you both talk nonstop for 5 minutes over each other.
Okay. Really?
So I don't have to be wasting my time listening to both of you individually.
Andrew's in Liverpool.
Hello. What do you want to do? Do you want to make fun of? Do you want to make from NPR. Andrew from Liverpool more? Like if we met him after the show, what he'd be like? I think we owe it. Can I be honest?
Yeah, yeah.
To do a rendition of what it would be like to meet him and not really go over the top.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like being a real Liverpoolian.
Yeah, like if we met him, he'd probably be like, I don't want to do this bit. God, I don't like when I second guess myself.
Don't second guess this bit. This is great. Because this is what people talk like in Liverpool.
Hello, Andrew.
Hello. I feel like we're doing a character.
I mean, that's all of England, but Liverpool.
Oh, they're all like that? If they're all like that,
it's the
I don't mind.
That's the whole country.
Hello, will you like some Triverton tea?
Yeah. I've been there a lot, and that's exactly... People think that's the make fun of voice. It's not. That's the real voice. If you've ever heard Matt Kirshen, you can Google him right now. So go listen to him. He talks exactly like that.
Troy Conrad is here. I just gave you that.
Man, that
wasn't
my song again.
I want to stop this interview. I want to take this show into a different place.
All right.
What I'd like to do with my show as we go in for the close is number one, thank you for being such a nice person.
You're very welcome.
And also what I'd like to do, I don't know what to do.
Well, we're going
to
do the NPR bit.
Nerdist.com.
Remember how we said love songs?
Yeah.
You know how we said love songs? Like they make someone's life miserable. Listen to this song. It's a beautiful song.
Usually they're happy, though.
No, they're not. I have a happy one. I have a happy love song. I'll play it. But hold on. Here's the thing. Someone's saying, I miss you. Someone emailed me and they said, it's your job if someone leaves you. It's a two-way street. It's okay to make the other person feel all right. Even if, you know what I mean? You don't have to. Look, let's put it this way. There are cases where I get it. Somebody in the relationship did something so unforgivable that you don't want to spend the energy on it. But there's a lot of cases where if someone watched it from another eye, would go, you could be kinder. Guy to girl, girl to guy, girl to girl, guy to guy. You know, someone's making – and that's where all these love songs, if you break them down – by the way, I'm half kidding, half serious. But not all of them. There are some that are about – they're about forgiving and I learned to let go and all
that.
You're
saying some of them
are like, you know, it's like, this person's singing like – it's like if you called someone, I'm going to repeat what this person's saying, but I'm going to be on the phone. I'm going to be calling you.
Okay.
So imagine you broke up with someone and then they're calling you.
Okay. Hello.
Testing 1, 2, 3. And then here's what the song says.
So that means – so this person when the song was written about, they broke up with someone. That person, even in the real world, knows that song's basically about me.
You're,
when it's in a music, it sounds real nice. But what if – I'm going to make pretend I'm calling you and leaving this on your voicemail.
Oh, I got it.
Would you, when you got home from work, where you checked your message? Well,
I checked my messages.
Take
and
that
then
out.
I
don't want
this.
People to think I made a joke like you have to go home from work to check your messages. So when you check your messages, when you check your messages on the iPhone and hear this, what would this make you feel like if you had just broke up with this person?
Maybe it's too late.
Hey, baby.
Sometimes I even hate myself. For loving you.
Sometimes I hate myself for loving you.
Trying to be strong.
I'm trying to be strong.
Night time comes along.
But the night time comes along. And I start wanting you.
Wanting you.
Oh, Jesus.
Where is all my self-control?
I don't have any self-control. I want you in my soul. Come on, pick up. I mean, check your messages.
Wishing I could be the man.
You guys aren't going to believe the voicemail I'm listening to right now.
Hating me.
Why do you hate me?
To be with you.
I want to be with you.
I can't believe I ever went out with this person.
No, but you know what? That is true. That is true. That someone might hear this right now, even a listener,
yeah.
And might go, I think I might be this person. Yeah, call them. It's not going to hurt to say, look, I don't like the way it ended, but I don't hate you. I just, there's a lot of cases where that could happen. There's some where it can. I get it. There's some where the
have
individual
heard,
circumstances, but let just.
Have you ever got a call where someone like legitimately called you and said, I'm sorry for this thing that happened? And by the way, please for this, no bits.
No,
I was asking
say to
for
George
real.
Carlin then.
To George Carlin, no
okay.
bits.
Oh, wait. Explain what you're saying.
Where someone called you and said, hey, I was an asshole. I'm sorry. For real.
You know, that's a good question. Have you?
I've had that, and I've also done that. I've also called someone and apologized. Years. As a matter of fact, I called, we both know Dan Murr because he used to be the owner or manager at the Tempe Improv. I called him 2-3 years after I moved to LA. I hated that guy. I wanted nothing more. I moved partially because I wanted to get out of there. He was a tyrant. And after working for him, I was like, fuck, I'm getting out of here. I called him two, three years later. And I just said, hey man, I just wanted you to know, I learned a lot from you. And I've not had great feelings about you in the past, but, I just wanted you to know everything's cool. And you know, we used to be good friends. And I hope
how good
did
that feel?
It felt really good. And he was really, by the way, completely super nice guy. And he was like, I'm really glad you called. He was really nice about it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like I did something wrong to him. I felt like he was a complete jerk in it.
But you were able
but
to.
I
Dan,
hated
Dan,
him.
Dan died about
I didn't want
you
to
know,
hate
a year ago. Or
no,
half.
He died about 3.5 months ago.
Oh, was that
4 months?
It, was,
yeah.
It seems longer than that. But
Papa Dip Dip Ching Ching.
No, that would be the worst time for that.
No, that's fine. You know why I thought I was all right with that? Because our story. When you said to George Carlin, don't turn this into a bit, I just figured you were talking to me, which I didn't. You know, we're both still talking very serious to George Carlin, but that's why I did not expect that because we didn't tell him what to do.
That's
so
true.
So anyway, now we can choice. Go. By the way, you can do anything you want. I don't care. We'll just have it. We'll finish this. So anyway, Dan Murr, he died about.
Papa Dip Dip Ching Ching.
And he had some of his own problems. And when you could separate it, he also, it's not an excuse for sometimes the way he was able to deal with people, but I also had a lot of affection for him. He ran it. He could have run it with not always yelling at everybody, but I will say this. He ran a club.
He knew how to run a club.
Yes, he fucking
he
did.
He really, truly did.
And most of the things that cause people stress with him, it's easier to separate it now because I'm not maybe dealing with it in the moment. So I'm able to step back and take a look at his whole being. And I really have – I had a special place in my heart for him.
Yeah.
Even with all the lunacy sometimes because of – you know, he was really nice to me and he was – he ran a tight ship.
And can I say –
And that meant a lot to me. Like Dan Murr treated everything in that club. I'm going to go say this. Like you know how like – I've said this before, but Dan Murr amplifies? Is that the word?
Exemplifies or amplifies?
Exemplifies. If you owned a comedy club and you went into the bar and there was no waitresses on the floor, you wouldn't, you know, take care of it when you got around to it. You would diligently run. You would hustle. Why isn't there any waitresses on the floor?
You know what I mean? If they're yeah. or their bartender wasn't behind the bar, that's a good one.
Yes.
Even for a minute. No, no. There is that crazy? That is that crazy to think? No, what I'm saying, any bar would yeah. do that. If you yeah. went in, there always have to. Be, I'll yeah. remake my analogy. There'd always be a bartender behind the bar.
Right.
But other things can slip. He treated everything like it was that. As big as if you came into your club and there wasn't
that's true.
A bartender behind the bar. You wouldn't go, all right, like if there was no one watching the audience. It was not okay for 30 seconds for not to be a doorman in the showroom watching the show. Just like the bar behind the bar. No, you leave, someone tags you, you go out.
It works.
So he ran everything like that and made it have my little sanctuary there.
He did. Everything worked there. Everything ran on time. Everything yeah. was smooth,
so anyway,
but you know he made people's lives tough. But you know what? He was there were so many times he was just a deep good dude. Anyway, by the way, for anyone listening, that wasn't cued. We did not cue that.
Now here, what are we gonna do? So what I'd like to do, we already it's 9/11. One time I was home, my mom goes, "Look, it's 9/11." I looked at the phone; it was 9/11. I go, "What about the other 100 times a day? It's not." And then I punched her in her face, and she ducked. Hit my hand into the wall.
I heard you were gonna.
I don't like violence.
Your sister was injured, but I forgot. Is she okay now? Is this remember this? Because you were gonna come this weekend. We were gonna go boating, but you said your sister okay?
No, it's not the bit.
But well,
do you know what bit we're doing?
Nautical water sports. Ooh, yeah,
this is not that bit. Wait, Todd, do you remember what bit we're doing?
Oh, I'm exhausted.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were on cue
no,
on that.
Oh, no, I didn't know. I didn't know. Oh, no, my God, can I tell you? You know what I'd like to do right now, part of the fall concert series, is play a little soulful version of a song we've already heard. But let's really just see, to George Carlin, let's
soul it up.
Soul it up and enjoy it and get into the moment. Yeah. Can we get it darker in here? Mm. Get it darker at home too. If you're at home, darken it
what
up.
What if they're driving?
Turn off your headlights.
Turn off your headlights.
Turn off your headlights. No, seriously.
What if you're flying?
Well, if someone's going to do that, then
turn on your emergency.
If you're flying,
blinkers.
What if someone's on the airplane? Ask the captain if they could lower the lights on the airplane. I've done it a few times. I got put on a no-fly list.
Make it sexy on the airplane.
What if they're an air traffic controller?
Really enjoy. Okay. Close your eyes.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. Think you'll understand.
That sounds so good.
When I
nice.
Say that something, I wanna hold your head. I wanna hold your head. I wanna hold your hand.
Picture him singing on stage.
You let me be yours. And please save me. You let me hold your hand. Let me hold your hand.
Oh my God, that was so much fun. Robbie Kirkhoff, I really had my eyes shut for a while. And I look over because I see everyone laughing. And Robbie Kirkhoff has his hand up in the air just like owning
like a
the
gospel.
Song. Like he's
worshiping.
Singing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you see the shadow of his hands on the silhouette of the ceiling. And it was really nice. And
it was
you
moving.
Know what? We could have closed with that. What's going on over there? Is Aristotle listening to another show on his headphones? I heard Pete Holmes.
Are we still going to do the either the NPR bit?
Thank you. Yeah.
Or the bit.
Hey, I'll tell you, your mother, she don't go in there. My sister, she was in the Frankfurter. I'm the other day, I want to say, hey.
No, Todd.
I heard it, heard it. The tranquilizer. I'll tell you, the other day, a monkey mugged the banana. He's on the coconut. I told my sister, I said, when the 30, she walked out the thing, when he signed the papers. I'll tell you, my aunt, she's no good either. She would go to the gynecologist. He told her she's got to bring a shovel. Hey. My mother, she's walking into the bar. She's two guys, you know. I'm like, hey, a rhinoceros. Hey, mama. Is this necessary?
It could be. Is everything okay, by the way? I mean, is your are your sisters all right?
I want. Oh, my sister! I'm gonna try to do this.
Okay,
bit.
Okay.
I'm not, I know. I know. Sometimes you enjoy flowing into it, and I make an abrupt stop because I have to show where I'm at with this. This bit.
Okay.
But you know what the thing is? As long as you're honest,
yeah,
nothing can go wrong.
That's right.
Oh, things can only go wrong when you can't comment on what's happening.
That's true.
And yeah, maybe I do it too much, or maybe some people.
I don't think you do it.
Let,
all.
Let me not be insecure. I do it a little. Don't lie to me. Anyway, so I don't think you do it at all. You're like the best lying friend I could have. I've never. What do you mean? Are people saying you overpreface things, Todd? I never heard such
How
a
are
thing.
You not absorbing that is my character.
I, of course it is. So so what was I saying?
You were saying that this bit you're not certain about.
Okay, yeah. So I'm nervous to do it because I remember when you're right, when we did it at the podcast festival. You're right. It just flowed out.
And this was after this late night, like three hours after the show ended.
Incredible.
We were hanging out in the lobby, and you did this thing, and I go, Todd, please let's do this again because it was so much fun. All it is I ask you if your sister's
so,
okay.
By the way, yeah, you got the easy part.
I have the easy. I,
oh, sure. He look, loves to set
the
set.
It's all
the,
you.
You get the fun part.
Yeah. This is easy. I just ask. I say, Todd, I want to make sure you can go out this weekend, and I know you don't have to take care of your sister.
My sister.
What?
What's her health took a took a sudden turn on Wednesday night.
Oh no!
She had a long bout with some problems.
Jeez. And,
I thought it was going to be the last goodbye. And let me tell you something. I don't believe in a traditional God, but I got a call from the doctor Monday morning.
Yeah,
she pulled through the night. She's breathing on her own.
Oh, that's amazing.
She made a 100%
recovery. That's a celebration. Well, so she's fine now.
I was there when she left the hospital, got hit by a bus.
Oh, my God.
I've
so,
never seen anything like it. And let me, so she was.
She's dead.
The doctors perform basically.
I mean, she
recovers 100%. She
from
had
a bus?
700 broken bones.
Whoa. And so she's like paralyzed then.
She's fine. She teaches at Elmwen Elementary School.
Oh.
She is in the physical therapy department, and she is a gym teacher.
So
a kid
then
comes
she's fine
down
now.
On the
she's
pole ball, hits her in the head, knocks her out.
What?
I don't. Okay. I was trying it. It just seems so sad.
Oh, no. You, no,
what do you mean, no,
I'm just asking. No,
what world do you live in?
It's sad for 5 seconds, and then it's
oh,
fun.
And then it
yeah, you're forgetting.
And then it gets happy.
Okay,
so wait, so then.
Well, by the way, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I think sometimes when I comment on something you do, you think that I wish you didn't do it.
Oh,
I
no.
Don't you think you're hard on Jake with these cues? I see you waving at him
like
a.
No, because we were. I mean, I don't want to confuse the bits, because we were
is
in
that
one
what
bit.
I look like? Because if it's what I look like, I'm going to change my behavior.
I don't know. I don't have to ask Jake that.
No.
Well, because I was wait, is that wrong? We were in the middle of a bit, and then he has another bit.
I thought it was a good choice. I'm going to be honest with you.
Aristotle?
I'm going to be honest with you.
All right.
This is funny thing about comedy.
Did a jumping jack behind me.
I thought it worked. I thought it worked.
I think it's too many layers.
Well, I know, but...
That'd be like adding like a trumpet to who's on first.
Wait a second. You know what? You're right. No, you're right. Get Gabe back in here. Pull him by his dumb, scrawny hair. Play that Who's On First. Have Gabe play the trumpet. We'll lay down some tracks.
I think that could be a bit.
Okay. So anyway, I didn't think it was the worst thing in the world that he'd played it. You didn't either. Maybe I made a big deal about it. That's
but
what
I
do. That's how I get people to
usually
like me.
It would be perfect, but I thought, let's
that's how
focus
I get
on
to I like
want,
me more.
That's
I how
I want
get
to distract
like
you
me.
From the bit. You
okay,
were killing.
I'm not going to distract from the bit.
All right.
Okay, back
so
to the
now,
bit.
Apparently, just to sum up then, your sister now, she took.
Can't stop him, by the way, Jake.
Wait, no. You guys, this was the bit. Wait, were we not doing this bit?
I'm going to tell you the truth.
All right, what happened? Todd, you can level with us.
She recovered 100%.
Oh, so she's fine and you can make it this weekend.
We sent her on a cruise. Uh-huh. And it was the cruise that went down in the...
oh, God, so she went down and so she's dead.
I get a call that there's 22 survivors on this cruise. And she was one of them.
Oh, so she's okay. That's amazing.
They flew her home. The plane goes down in the middle of the Alps.
Oh, my God. So you'll survive that.
She eats her own feet and lives.
Oh, my God. So she's okay. It's a happy ending.
She had hoof and toe disease.
Oh, God.
Dies a week later. So they thought.
So she's okay?
Okay. She's getting her doctorate on Monday. And,
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Hold on.
Wait, so she's 100% now.
Hello, Todd.
I got too far. I go, wait, I can't say, I can't. I go, she's 100% okay. I'm like, how do I flip that back around?
You always flip it.
How do I? What was the last part?
Where the last part, you said she got her doctorate.
Yeah, she's on her way here. Well,
how do
I know what happened? I'm here.
She's already
on her way here. Hold on, I got a text.
Oh, you have to go back, rewind. Okay, so pretend that it was a year ago she got out of the, she got her doctorate a year ago. So she's okay.
Can I ask you a question? Could you sleep to this? Because I used to.
I have
My
slept
brother
this.
Had the loudest clock. That's
yes,
that.
That's a clock that I've slept to.
He liked it. I go, your clock is so loud.
I cannot sleep with this. It drives me crazy.
Picture me in fifth grade.
All right.
Your clock is so loud. Because it's not loud. It's like every other clock. What are you talking about? I hear it all the way over here. It's like, I don't know why. It was like a Mickey Mouse clock he had.
Oh, my God.
Because I was probably at that time 11, so Corey would have been 8, and he had a Mickey Mouse. That's how loud it was. I'm not exaggerating.
And it's like you don't hear it during
Corey,
the day.
You don't hear how loud that clock is?
I can't sleep.
He goes, it's same as every other clock. I go, there's other clocks in the house. They make no noise.
Cuckoo. Did you ever take the batteries out in the middle of the night? Because you're like, I can't do this.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Just because I want you to believe me. If this is a 10 of loudness, it was a 6.
I believe you. I've had this. I know this clock.
Here's me, 3 in the morning. You hear that now, right? Like, I always thought he would finally hear it. You know, you hear it now, right? What, you think I'm cuckoo? How dare you? Who's saying cuckoo?
Cuckoo!
Is that...
He's doing the sound of a different clock.
I'd like to give you right now, and I'm serious. I'm going to give you 5 minutes to get behind this table, and I want you to run everything. Like,
what?
You think I run it? Now, come on over here.
I think it'll be fun.
I accept.
Am I going to? Can I do? And then we're going to come back, and I get to decide how.
Are you going to sit where Robbie sits?
I'll be you. No, all right. I want to make sure. All right, with time. You got to be out of here at what time?
The late 9:45 at the latest.
Okay, so we're gonna do this and we're gonna come back.
I'm gonna try my best.
9:30 would be great.
I'm gonna play a song. Okay, so come over here.
They are swapping chairs.
I'll be you. Is that okay? No, I'm gonna just be you. I'm not gonna do it over the top either.
Jake.
I don't get to talk.
Jake, play this.
Hello.
I'll make any noise to get on.
I can't believe I'm listening to this show. It's a professional show.
Troy Conrad, how you doing?
Hi. I'm doing good. I know you have some bits to get to, Todd.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I just want to know how you're doing.
Oh, well,
Don't do that. Hey, hey, Jake, can you play this? Can you play this? Thank you. Thank you. Cut it off. What is this? I'm a serious show. This is a serious show. I do serious interviews. I don't just play jingles. What do you think? There's a podcast where I just play jingles? My guest today.
He's moving each little post-it
note. It's Troy Conrad. My guest today is the very wonderful and talented Troy Conrad.
Hi, good to be here.
He's constantly moving the notes.
Constantly
around.
Moving Todd, post-it notes.
No, Troy, wait. Troy, you know how much we love you.
Around like
Troy, do you know how much we love you? Here,
thank
play
you.
This.
That
Jake,
is
play this.
Nice.
Jake, play this. Oh, that's right, motherfuckers. Oh, hey, can I have some reverb? I need some reverb. Aristotle, can I get some reverb in my phone?
Our guest is T.R.
Aristotle, is there reverb in this phone? Oh, that's right, you motherfuckers. This is the Todd Glass Show. This is a serious show where I do serious interviews. Number one podcast on the internet. Number one podcast association. Ah, that's right, you're going to love the way you look. Go fuck yourselves.
Here, play this. Play this for me.
Oh, play
my
this.
God. I sure do want that one
play
a lot
this.
In your rendition.
No, play that.
We have a big shout-out. We have a shout-out today. We have a listener. We have a listener calling.
From where?
From
Liverpool. Hello. Hello. I'm from Liverpool.
Is that you, Andrew?
I love your show. All the way from England, Liverpool.
Look at that. We got a serious show. We got international listeners, everybody. We got... We have international listeners.
Oh, that was fun.
I should end the show with that.
Here, play this. Play this.
What is this? This is a good one.
Play this.
Play that.
We're going to close with this.
No, all right, no. We're going to close this.
No, we're closing with this, Todd. You don't run the show anymore. We close with this. Everybody stand up, motherfucker.
Thank you very much.
Stand up.
Thank you.
Everybody stand up. Jake, do the lights. Turn on
blah,
that bubble
blah,
machine.
Blah, blah, blah.
Turn on that bubble machine.
Blah, 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 blah.
Give me more reverb.
Blah, blah.
Hello?
Blah, 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 blah.
I would like to see blah, more
blah,
bubble
blah,
machine.
Blah, 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 blah.
There's a show light happening. I would like to see bubbles and show lights. Please, bubbles. The Todd Glass Show.
Here's what we're going to do. Let me come back
the
over
Todd-
here. Robbie Kirkhoff. Robbie Kirkhoff, everybody.
Robbie Kirkhoff, come on.
Robbie, maybe it's wrong of me to admit this, but I said it when James does it. Watching anybody get you down, it's I fucking love it. I'm not going to act like, oh, it's...
That was fun.
You got so many stupid little nuances
that
down
was
that were enough. That's why I decided not to do the bit. I was going to do you over there, you know, making sounds through the show. But then at one point I went, no, I'm going to enjoy just watching you. That's why I stopped doing any sounds, because I just wanted to watch you do it. Oh, it's embarrassing. No, I'm going to change. I'm going to change.
I just had so much fun.
Okay, listen. Can I talk about Sing Tricks?
We'll do it
on the opening of the show. I already talked about Sing Tricks because I did it on the opening.
Well, something you like that we should talk about.
Well, because I know how we'll close. I know how we'll close.
I mean, I had a friend who had a Sing Tricks. It was so cool to do.
Honestly work with this company, because I saw, you should have seen when I talked about them the next day. So my friend goes, yeah, you sound like an infomercial. Because I have this sound effects thing here, but it's not what that Sing Tricks is. Like, I saw it on Shark Tank.
Oh, it was a sound effects machine.
It's more than that. Like, dude, play something from it. Like, you can take your voice and make it sound like a guitar. Like, mine.
With the twist of a knob, okay, you can come.
I saw this on Shark Tank.
That didn't do it justice, yes. But you can go... Bwom, 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 bwom. And it has so many more harmonies. It just is. It's really a cool little. So I wish maybe they'll sponsor our show, because I would love to have one of those in here. And if they listen to any of our show, they'll know, like, yeah, these guys need one. But my brother got one. My brother got one.
Really?
And yeah, he got one, and it's like, he goes, it's so stupid, even at the house, how much fun it is.
Wow.
Because it's not just like putting reverb in your voice, it's giving it, you know, it's really cool. And it's easy to operate. I'm not even joking around. To George Carlin, I'm not like, yeah, there'd be pedals and everything, but this, like, the way it is, and there's pre-programmed buttons, and you can pick certain sounds. I do sound like I'm doing an infomercial, because I am. You know why? Because Sing Tricks is the new sponsor. Am I saying it right?
Can I ask you something, Todd? Do you even need one of those? I mean, your voice does all that stuff.
Well, I mean, it does.
Really good.
I can do the...
Can you please sing?
I mean...
I do the double voice. Like, what? You're talking about when I do this?
I have...
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light.
So good. So good.
And the houses and the words are my only problem.
So talented.
It's not the key.
Do you think the company feels threatened now?
Well, I can do that one. That's the only one I can do. Sing Tricks. They'll make your tricks singy, singy. And maybe that could be their jingle. Maybe they'll not. Here's how I'd like to close the show. Thanking you. Oh, that.
Oh, thank you.
Thank Megan. Adam. Aristotle. Troy.
Thank you.
Is there anything you want to tell me? Do you think that... Am I one of your best friends?
Yes.
No, be honest.
You've always been one of my best friends.
Is there a better friend?
Am I
your best friend?
I would say my best friend. I would say very... I was going to say that in a second, but yes, my very best friend. I would even say bestest friend.
Really?
Yeah. No, so I got you something.
I got you this. Well, it looks like a cake box, but there's something else in it. Take that.
Troy, I'm going to bare my soul.
All right.
I'm feeling really vulnerable right now.
Oh, because
so if it's the
in
bit,
the past.
Even though it's I should bit. Be able to handle it, if it's the bit,
it's
just
not the bit. I would not
take
have,
it. Just take it back. I won't be mad at you because guess what? I did it to you. We're both past the point where we're going to act like I just would rather end feeling good. So let's not do it.
All right.
Can we not do it?
All right. Let's not even do it.
Let's not even do it.
I mean,
thank God.
Except it's not a bit, so we're not going to do the bit. I just want you to open the cake. I mean, it's not a cake inside.
Can I be honest? Maybe I'm wrong to say this. I don't trust you.
All right. Well, then let me tell. Then now I have to give this part. Okay, I'll give it away. You know how out in front of your house there's a lamp.
Of course,
a sconce you put out there.
I got stolen. I haven't seen it in 20 years.
Well, I was able to track it down at an antique shop.
Shut up.
Yeah. And it was a pretty penny. I'm not going to lie, but I said I'm buying this from my
only
friend
reason,
Todd Glass.
And the only reason. What? I don't mean to yell.
Okay.
Unless you're sick, there's a tear coming out of your eye, and that's the only time when I looked up the lamp that I had out there that got stolen 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Is in that box.
That's
it's not a bit.
No, it's because I said to the guy at the store, I go, I care about my friend Todd. I'm going to buy this for him. I go, do you have a box? He goes, we've never had anybody buy a gift here at this place. He goes, this is for people who are like millionaires who buy stuff, bring it right to their house. And I go, you know what? I see you got a cake there. Put it in that box right there. He did. Here it is. Open it up. It's for you. And that's to tell you I love you. And I'm not going to let you down.
The best friend anybody could ever have.
Wow. Well. So let it out.
I thought you were doing a
no.
I thought you were doing a bit, and I started to get really pissed
off.
Not
everything's
at you.
A bit. Sometimes this show gets carried away with the bits.
I know, that's what I figured. I wish I had a fucking safe word once in a while because I'm scared shitless to open the box, and then I realized that you were being nice.
No, I'm not. Look, you're gonna have trust issues if this were gonna
be
a bit.
Fucking edit this out. This is fucking embarrassing.
No, it's not embarrassing to show your true self, Todd.
You're a good friend, man. I love you to death.
Up. Thank you.
Fuck. Yeah. Fuck, I love you.
This is my way of saying that I
care
about you.
You're my soul brother.
Thank you. You're my
soul
brother.
You're my brother. You're me.
I think you're my genetic brother.
I want
to... This is how I want to tell you, Todd. Todd, you're my brother.
I'm going to make...
And I got you...
You're a true friend.
Yeah. It's like we're family, Todd.
I think we're genetic brothers. Hold on. Let me open it. My hands are shaking.
No, Todd.
You son of a
stupid!
All right!
Doesn't that look fun?
Looks like Johnny Pemberton.
I wasn't there with you. I told the witch doctor I wasn't there with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He told me.
What if this guy opened up for me? I show it on a video. Right. Anyway, that's the show, everybody. That's visual, but they know what we watch because I mentioned it up front.
Good time.
Thank you, Todd Glass.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Todd Glass.
Good night.
Do I get any time to talk? Are you guys going to let me talk at all this whole time? No? Are you guys letting me do it right now? That thing you played with my grandma was nice. I like that. That was really nice. That was a nice surprise. I didn't expect to hear my dead grandma today. But I did. It was nice. I got to think about her. I had a good time laughing. At Troy Conrad doing whatever he was doing. It was a great time. Todd, it was good seeing you.
Well, that's the end of our show. That's what we ended with. We ended with.
I had a fun time.
Well, we just ended with all that stuff you just said.
No,
the show's over.
You said I could keep talking.
No, we're ending right
now. No, you want me to keep going, right?
Okay, I'm not kidding around.
No.
You're going to, whatever I say will be the last words that anybody ever hears. The show's over.
Okay.
No. Stop doing that. I want the show to end with me saying the show's over. Stop doing that. Come on. Don't be unprofessional. The show is over. Thank you. Good night.
I know. That's what you wanted me to
do. No, I think. The show's over. Shut it off.
No, that's what you wanted me to
do. Turn it off. It's over. No. The last thing they're ever going to hear is this right there. Okay, the show just ended just now.
Okay, good night.
Okay, well, no one's going to get to leave, and he has another. He has to go to the comedy store.
Okay,
so it's over. The show's over.
Good night.
No, stop. Just let me say it. I want to be the last to say it.
You can say it. Todd, you can totally say it.
Good night. Thank you for listening. The Todd Glass Show is over.
See, I told you could say it.
Have a great night.
Okay. You know what? I don't care if I'm the last. I don't. You know what? I'm a big enough adult that I don't care if the last voice they hear is me.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.